The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strome and Thomas Weaver.
Today's broadcast is powered by AC Wireless, your local U.S. Cellular dealer.
And sponsored by Upton Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
Cumberland River Hospital, proudly providing local health care for over 50 years.
Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
Tennessee Land Management, your local source for all things concerning property improvement.
Westmoreland Management, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
The Clay County Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to come visit Delhalla Lake.
And Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. It's week two of the 2017 football season, and the 1-0 Clay County Bulldogs are rabid for action as they prepare for their home opener. Despite the black and gold's excitement after their 32-7 dismantling of the Jackson County Blue Devils, another batch of 1-0 Bulldogs are rolling into Salina tonight with their sights set on a 2-0 season start. That's right. The Red Bowling Springs Bulldogs have made the short eastward journey to John Teeples Field on this beautiful August afternoon, fully expecting to make it an unprecedented fourth straight win over their once seldom beaten canine counterparts. We welcome you to the 44th Battle of the Bulldogs. This is the second broadcast of Bulldog Football on Horizon Sports Network. For the first time this season, we're positioned in the Twin Lakes Broadcasting Booth high atop Joe Neal Leeds Stadium. I'm Daniel Strome, and I'll be bringing you the play-by-play action tonight. I'm thrilled tonight to be accompanied by our network producer, Rob Edwards.
Happy to be here, Daniel.
And our analyst and statistician, Thomas Weaver.
What a night for football, Daniel. The crowd's starting to pour in here, and it seems like there's already a pretty great energy about this place.
A good buzz.
It should be a fun night here on the Horizon Sports Network. We sure had a big time last week. I mean, you couldn't have written a script better than what played out in Gainesboro last Friday night.
Great night.
The Dogs broke the drought, stuck it to the Blue Devils for the first time in nearly a decade, and we pulled off our first broadcast all at the same time.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But we couldn't have done it without our sponsors, and I want to personally thank them for getting on board as we did last week and as we'll continue to do, because they're really important to us right now. And I also want to thank you too, Daniel and Rob, for the time you put in. It's been a team effort for sure so far.
It has. It's been our pleasure.
You know, when we first started talking about this live stream idea, we knew it was going to be a bear to pull off. But we did it last week. We're rolling now thanks to our sponsors for tremendous support, and we can't thank them enough. As we said last week, the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper we've been publishing here in Salina for almost 15 years. And we want our listeners to remember to pick up a copy of the paper next week for full coverage of this game and much more. Last week's print edition chronicled the epic victory over Jackson County with a headline that read, "New Look Dogs Dominate Blue Devils 32-7. And it gave an in-depth recap of the huge win by new head coach Matt Bates and his team. The Horizon story told how Clay County battled their way to victory, their stats, and those of Jackson County.
It was definitely a great read, Thomas. I hate to embarrass you over the airwaves here, but an excellent job is done each week by Thomas writing for the Delhalla Horizon. You could search the Herald Citizen, the Tennessee, and out of Nashville, other larger areas and circulations, but you won't find better sports coverage. It's a great read. I'm going to give
a little bit, Daniel.
Well, that
looks
is
like
true.
I got one reader.
We're going to give quickly some information from the Horizon this last week's edition. I'm going to give a quick scoring summary. It won't be as descriptive as Thomas wrote it up in the newspaper, but during the first quarter of action, the first score of the night, Hayden Cherry was found by quarterback Jake Ashlock for a 20-yard touchdown pass, making the score 8-0 after Seth Ogletree ran in a 2-point conversion. Then in the second quarter of play, that freshman John Copeland was responsible for creating a safety in the end zone of Jackson County, which made the score 10-0. And then later in the second quarter, once again for his second touchdown pass, Hayden Cherry found the end zone off the arm of Jake Ashlock. And once again, Seth Ogletree added the 2-point conversion, which led us to a halftime score of 18-0.
Well, we were happy then, weren't we?
We were, and it continued. During the third quarter play, Jackson County got their only points of the night with a 9-yard pass and a good PAT kick after to make it a closer 18-7 score. But then the Dogs tacked on another third quarter score with a beautiful 65-yard touchdown pass from Ashlock to Ogletree, one-handed catch for the senior. It's going to be mentioned in a segment later in an interview, I believe. That made the score 26-7 after Ashlock put in the 2-point conversion run. And then the Bulldogs tacked one more on in the fourth quarter, Seth Ogletree 10-yard run and a failed 2-point conversion for the final score of 32-7.
What a great showing. On both sides of the ball, but you know, stat-wise, the newspaper listed the stats. Offensively, Clay County racked up 331 yards on 52 plays. My guess has been a while since we've had over 300 yards, Daniel.
It has. It was the best game, Thomas, in multiple areas in my recent memory.
We also had, 147 yards of those came on the ground and 184 through the air off of Jake Ashlock's arm, who had an unbelievable debut in his first game, as you mentioned. He went 6-for-11 with 3 touchdowns and no interceptions.
That's
important.
That may
be the biggest thing right there. All the while, the Dog defense stepped up, and Jackson County only mustered 107 total yards, 9 on the ground and 98 through the air. So we dominated the line of scrimmage and shut them down.
Outstanding effort.
Moving on, Seth Ogletree, as you mentioned, not only did he have a great catch, but he was the leading rusher. He had 12 carries for 65 yards and a touchdown. Jared Markham was second, really controlled the tempo with his ball control running. He was 13 for 45 yards. Senior Matt Jacoby came in, had 3 carries, but racked up 29 yards. Fullback Will Ogletree had 5 carries for 16 yards. Gabe Henson had 1 carry for 1 yard. Senior Seth Mackey came in late, had 1 carry for 0 yards. And then we had a couple negatives on rushing in the sack category is where they can be chalked up to. Mentioned Ogletree's 65-yard TD. That was his only catch of the night. Will Ogletree had 3 catches out of the backfield for 61 yards. And Hayden Cherry, another star of the night, as you mentioned. You know, he had the 2 touchdown catches for a total of 58 yards. And then on defense, Dylan Maxfield was the leading solo tackler. We had him for 9. There's other reports out there that he had a great night.
A lot of speculation on that. Yes, the Herald Citizen reports 29 tackles.
They do.
Certainly Dylan's our leader, but I didn't see the 29, but he had a great game.
He did have a great game, and you can't take anything away from him. Will Ogletree coming in there with 5, starting in place of the injured senior.
James Short. Ogletree will start again in that position tonight.
Okay. Cherry picked up 3 tackles, but 2 huge interceptions. Markham 2, Joseph Jolin 2, Eli Watson 2, John Copeland 1, and then Seth Ogletree had 1 in the interception. And Copeland also had the 2 sacks and the safety.
Excellent team effort. A lot of great names involved. We're going to go to break here on the Horizon Sports Network, and we'll be back in just a few short minutes.
You're listening to Bulldog Football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network, featuring exciting play-by-play by Daniel Strong and in-depth analysis by Thomas Weaver. Today's broadcast is powered by AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home, of Salina, has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
And we're back here in the Twin Lakes broadcasting booth from Joni Elite Stadium. At this point in time, we're going to go to producer Rob Edwards with a segment called How They Fared, which rounds up region play and the other opponents on the Bulldogs schedule.
We'll dive right into this and start talking about last week's game with Jackson County. The Bulldogs win 32-7. That puts Jackson at 0-1. They're going to travel tonight to Woodbury, Tennessee to take on the Cannon County Lions out of Region 4A. That same AAA Lions team was shut out last week by Red Bull and Springs by a score of 14-0. Definitely a nice win for the Bulldogs of Red Bull. Hopefully our Bulldogs can put some points on that defense tonight, guys. Moving along, Republic High School, who's our next week's opponent, is in its first year varsity play, was pummeled last week by Pearl Cone, 63-0. Republic is idle tonight. I would suspect that if we look closely enough, we'll probably see some of the Trailblazers coaching staff here trying to get a look at their next week's opponent.
I'm sure we will.
Sound like you know what you're talking about there, Robbie.
I've done it a few times, guys. I've done it a few times. Following that, the Saints of Mount Juliet Christian, they stand at 1-0 after a win last week over Grace Christian of Franklin, 45-28. Mount Juliet Christian's a private school, plays in D2, the TSSAA private school division. They will host Watertown tonight. Longtime Region foe Monterey fell to 0-1 last week with a 32-7 loss at Mount Pleasant. The Wildcats tonight are going to host the Green Wave of Midway High School in their home opener on the mountain. Out of Region 4AA, East Robertson Indians were shut out last week by the White House Blue Devils, convincing fashion, 35-0. East Robertson is going to Linville, Tennessee tonight to face the Raiders of Richland High School. Pretty long trip down to Linville. We made that last year in the basketball season.
Long way to East Robertson from here.
Absolutely, absolutely. Another Bulldog opponent on down the road, Joe Burns, Red Devils. They're a 4A, Region 4A team as well. They took their bye week early. They took their bye week last week in week one. Tonight they host Cascade Champions. Sail Creek High School opened its 2017 campaign with a 34-7 loss to Sunbright last week. Tonight the Region 3A Panthers will host Grace Christian Golden Eagles out of Chattanooga as they look to break into the win column. A lot of Grace Christians out there, guys. There's three of them that I know of.
Several different locations.
We got revenge on one this last season.
We certainly did. We certainly did, Thomas. In week nine, Clay County's going to travel to Burgestown to play another familiar Region 4A opponent, Pickett County Bobcats. Bobcats lost last week in a high-scoring affair. Fell to the Oakdale Eagles, 52-42. A lot of points.
Exciting game.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. Pickett County's 0-1 has made a 161-mile trip to Columbia, Tennessee tonight to take on Zion Christian Academy. Clay County's going to wrap up the regular season by hosting Gordonsville Tigers. The Tigers are the favorites to win the region, guys. A lot of, you know, Murphy Fair, I think, to Tennessee, and also picked the Tigers to win Region 4A.
Perennial power.
But they were shut out last week and 20-0 by Watertown. Don't know, really know how good Watertown is, but
it's
pretty significant score over Gordonsville. Things don't get any easier for the Tigers tonight as they host their arch rival, Smith County Owls. At the end of week one, Clay County's opponents carry an unimpressive record of 2-7, Thomas, but if history's any indication, I think that record's probably going to improve as the season goes along. I think probably started off with some pretty tough opening night matchups.
They did.
And speaking of history, I'm going to kick it back to Thomas and Daniel here for a bite of Bulldog history.
Well, Rob, thanks for that excellent report. As Rob said, it is time for a bite of Bulldog history, a segment where we look at the history of the Dogs against the Knights' opponent. The history of Clay County and Red Bull and Springs dates back to 1974 when the inaugural Battle of the Bulldogs took place. Clay County boasts an overall record of 37 wins to 6 losses against their Red competition. Half of those 6 losses have come in the past 3 consecutive seasons, RBS's longest winning streak. The other losses to Red Bowling took place in 1978, 1999, and 2001. Salina's longest winning streak came from 1979 to 1998, a period of 20 consecutive wins. We're going to look at some stats now because many Bulldogs have had massive individual success against Red Bull and Springs throughout history. Thomas, we're going to go through this list that we compile each week. Going to start off with rushing leaders. These are gentlemen who had 150-plus on the ground against Red Bull. And first of all, Nick Cox had 159 back in 2008. Kyle Whitlow with 166 in 2003. Ralph Andrews in consecutive seasons had 168 and 171 in 1975 and 76 against Red Bull. Gary Davis, the all-time lead rusher here, had 173 yards in 1993. Kurt Cherry tacked up 178 rushing yards in 2011. Davis again had 210 his senior year in 1994. And the all-time single-game rushing leader, J.R. Fraga, with 296 yards in 2013 against Red Bull and Springs.
What a game. I tell you, that's one heck of a list there, Daniel. And if you'll notice, when we go down the rushing touchdown leaders, there's a whole lot of the same recurring names.
You said last week the cream rises to the top.
And there's no doubt about that. I want to break just a second here and let folks know that if it wasn't for the work Daniel put in, and he did most of this in the last few years, this might not exist, these game time historical stats and that kind of thing. So I want to give credit to Daniel for that, and a whole lot more he's done with keeping history of Bulldog football. And, history disappears if somebody doesn't record it.
Well, in turn, I've got to quickly say a great thanks to Kevin Donaldson and Don Napier, who wrote most of the articles that this information came from that we looked up back in the 70s and in the 80s. So we'll look at rushing touchdown leaders, Thomas. It's a long list. You may want to abbreviate it. Take us through that.
Maybe. From the bottom, you got Craig Ogletree, who's got a son playing tonight. He had 3. And actually, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, a plethora of players here. Let's just list them real quick with 3 against Red Bull. Dwayne McLaren in 1979, Rodney Langford in 96, Jimmy Crankhull in 83, John Godwin in 2004. And there's Gary Davis again with 3 in 93. Nick Cox had 3. Brian Burchett had 3. Matt Brown had 3. And then you get into the ones that scored 4 in a game. Trey Richardson in 2007. Crank Hull again with 4 in 1984. Benji Bailey with 4 back in 1998. And then there's that man, Fraga. He had 5, tied with Gary Davis at the top with 5. Fraga's came in 13. Gary's came in 1994. That'd be his senior year.
5 rushing touchdowns in one game, certainly impressive. Longest touchdown run, runs of 80 yards plus. We have 3 or 70 yards plus, rather, that have happened against Red Bowling. Craig Ogletree had a 73-yard touchdown run in 1983. Fraga had a 73-yarder in 2013. But Kurt Cherry in 2011 had a 95-yard touchdown run against the Red Bowling Springs Bulldogs, the longest in our history.
And then you go to the air, Daniel. You know, stats are somewhat limited passing stats against Redbone Springs. I mean, we racked up so much yardage on the ground early, and a lot of times the starters are on the sidelines. So you got to go all the way back to 1977. Ricky D. Barlow had 195 yards against Redbone. And then a little earlier or later, Josh Endicott picked up 154 through the air in 2014.
At the same time, yardage leaders for short and passing, also touchdown leaders. Only two make the list with three or more touchdown passes against Red Bullen. First of all, Andrew Campbell threw for three touchdowns in 2005. And Thomas, I'm proud to say, mine and your uncle, Bill Napier, threw for five touchdowns in that inaugural Battle of the Bulldogs in 1974. Bill Napier, certainly one of the great quarterbacks to have played at Salina / Clay County over the years.
There's no doubt about that. We hope he's listening tonight, or we'll pick up and listen another time. And I'm going to give a shout-out to Uncle Bill, Unc, as I call him. So, anyway, on the other end of that, the receiving leaders, Wyatt Mabry had 126 yards in 2015. We talked about him last week, a great receiver here, maybe one of the best ever. Corey Hamilton in 2010 picked up 118 yards in one game. And then you jump over to the touchdown leaders, Josh Clotier with two, Greg Craig, pretty sure that come from Uncle Bill's arm there.
It did, yeah.
Back in 74. And then Hamilton jumps in on his big night, had two also.
The longest receiving touchdown happened back in 1975, 82 yards. Johnny McLaren on the receiving end of a Roger Short pass. And also in 2007, a 74-yarder, Jerry Ritchie catching a Nolan Dale pass. So those are the two longest touchdowns through the air from scrimmage. Jumping to the defensive side of the ball, J.R. Fraga, the year before, he had all the rushing yardage against Red Bullen, racked up 15 tackles against Red Bullen Springs. So J.R. Fraga had big nights on both sides of the ball in consecutive years against Red Bullen. We have no sack leaders, nobody who's recorded two or more sacks, or three or more, I think, may be the minimum. Interception leaders, several with two. We won't list the years, but we'll list the names. Corey Barlow had two, Nick Cox two, Al McLaren, Brian Plumley, Evan Richards, and Kevin Watson have all recorded two interceptions.
They had two, but none of those had a long return. You throw in Matt Kirk in 2003 had the longest interception return for 70 yards. Hamilton had a 67-yarder, Corey Hamilton, that is. And then Jason Narhead Hamilton, back in 1986, had a 55-yard interception return.
We'll quickly wrap up with special teams play. In 1992, Gary Davis had a 90-yard kickoff return touchdown. Dwayne Reeser in 83. Mitchell Short, two returns of 82 and 80 in 2014. Also, punt returns, Stephen Arms in 1988, rather, had a 60-yarder return for a touchdown. Dustin Thompson in 03, a 60-yard return for touchdown. Ricky D. Barlow, a 54-yarder, and Mike Adams, a 50-yarder in their time as Bulldogs. You're listening to Bulldog Football Live on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more. This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, and I want to tell you about AC Wireless's U.S. Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless in Salina today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all the latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network, streaming live from the Twin Lakes Broadcast Booth at Joe Neal Leach Stadium. The time has come in our pregame show for Inside the Locker Room. This week, our analyst Thomas Weaver sat down with head coach Matt Bates and senior standout Seth Ogletree to discuss last week's big win, Seth's role and impact on the team, and obviously tonight's contest. It's time to go inside the locker room.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head football coach Matt Bates. Brought to you by Ridgetop Farms, proud supporter of Clay County football. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from the 2017 installment of the Battle of the Bulldogs, Clay County's 2017 home opener and first Region 4A contest of the season against neighboring county rival Red Bowling Springs. I'm here with new Bulldog head coach Matt Bates and senior running back and defensive back Seth Ogletree for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Guys, thanks for inviting us in today.
Well, thanks for coming. It's always great to have you guys here.
Glad to be with you.
Coach, let's start with you. You're 1-0 heading into Friday night. What a debut for you and your new Bulldog team last week. A storybook beginning, really. Everything went right.
About everything that went right for us. I think we had one turnover and calls four. The kids played well. They played loose. They had a lot of excitement, made some big plays.
Beating your rival Jackson County for the first time in 9 years was one thing. But to me, the statement you made with that win was another. How monumental was that win for this program, Coach?
Well, I think it gets a monkey off a lot of people's backs. 9 years is a long time to have a losing streak. And that's like I told the kids all week in practice. They're responsible for three of them, not all nine. So we just got to get the monkey off. And, you know, they played well from the beginning. Uncharacteristically, I took the ball first, and we had some back-and-forth battles. But overall, they played well, and then I felt like we dominated for the most part.
Well, that's what I saw, too. It was quite impressive. A joy to watch from the press box.
It was a joy to watch on the sideline.
Yeah. Along with that, you had multiple guys step up. I mean, we talk about the new players, sophomore quarterback Jake Ashlock, freshman John Copeland, and the seniors led by Dylan Maxfield. I mean, what a complete game from those guys.
Everybody contributed. I think that was the most amazing part is nobody that was on the field didn't do their part. You know, you had a freshman in John Copeland going up against a guy I've called Sasquatch for a month now. He's 6'6", 285.
He was a monster.
And puts him on his butt a few times, gets the better of him almost all night, gets a safety off of him, basically. And so he played well. Dylan, you know, just a consistent leader in what we do, flies with the ball well on defense, makes tackles, punishes people when he gets there. And offensively does a great job blocking for us. And then Jake, I mean, 6 of 11 for 185 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. What else do you do besides that? So he played well. No nerves there. Of course, when you've been to the state finals in basketball, I guess, you know, a little football game ain't too hard to do.
I understand. And what about this young man right here sitting beside you? He was the leading rusher, had a rushing touchdown, a receiving touchdown, a huge interception, you know, flipped the field. What a game, and he never played it down a football game.
Never played before. It's amazing. He's just an athlete making plays. You know, I tell him all the time, at some point you just got to be an athlete. We can put you in the right spot, but you've got to be the athlete, and that's what he did. His one-handed touchdown catch, if people missed it, they missed the play of the year because he literally, Jake throws it maybe 6 inches too far. He tips it to himself and tucks it, and he's gone. Can't coach that.
Right. I described it as Odell Beckham Jr.-like in the newspaper.
Oh,
I mean, it was one of those plays. Seth, I mean, how do you come in here and make such an impact, having never played before?
Well, you know, I just try to do my best in practice, go 100%. I just try to make plays.
Well, you definitely did that, Seth. And there had to be some questions in your mind going in, you know, some nervousness, something like that. But
definitely.
None of that showed on the field.
I'm glad. I was definitely nervous.
He was nervous, I promise you. You look in his face and he wasn't quite sure what was fixing to happen.
Right.
Then he settled in and he looked like a natural.
Right. How does it feel to be a part of the team to end this drought? It's got to feel good, Seth.
It feels great. I'm definitely glad I decided to play. Definitely.
Well, I know Coach Bates is
very
excited. He said you kind of changed the whole dynamic of this team, you and Jake and some of these new guys. Again, Seth, everybody saw the celebration. Everybody was fired up. You know, Coach got the Gatorade bath. I know that had to feel good for you.
Oh, yeah.
But what about, was there a little more going on in the locker room after the game or maybe on the bus ride back to Salina?
Well, we had a lot of excitement, that's for sure. Wait. It was a good time.
All right, Coach. Coming off that super high, you know, breaking the streak against Jackson County, how do you keep these guys focused going into the night? I know Red Bowling has had some success lately, but, you know, Red Bowling's no Jackson County.
No.
Never has been. How do you keep this team focused on the task at hand?
Our goal this whole week's been to be 1-0. Nothing else matters last week or the next week. Our goal is this week being 1-0. And that's been our whole goal from Monday, is to be 1-0 on Friday night.
Had a good crowd down there at Jackson County. I know you said you kind of wanted to flip that home field advantage, had the whiteout. Tonight, you said we're having a blackout, looking for a huge showing, you know, for the home opener. I'm sure Joe Neal Eads Stadium is going to be rocking. Talk about Friday night lights at its best. You know, that's what I envisioned going into the night. Can this team handle the pressure of that atmosphere?
I know this. They won't have any more pressure put on them tonight than we put on them all week and all preseason. We put them under a lot of duress and a lot of bad situations to test them. So I'm not worried about it. I mean, you got kids that have been in the state basketball finals. You got kids that have played all these other sports and had success. I'm not worried about it. It's just another game.
What about you, Seth? You got to be excited to take John Teeples Field for the first time in your career.
Definitely. It's going to be an experience. I'm ready.
What about your teammates, Seth? You know, you got fellow basketball players, Ashlock and Emerton, and maybe a couple others. Talk about the transition of you guys making the move to the gridiron and taking the field tonight in front of what's going to be a huge Bulldog crowd.
Well, it's definitely a transition. Not too hard for me because I'm a fouler in basketball anyway. But it's a big difference.
Well, what about, you know, with Coach Edwards, the success you guys had, went to the state tournament, just shy of a state championship. Does that translate over to football? Do you bring that confidence, that swagger with you?
Yeah, I try to bring all the confidence that I can.
Coach, you told me on Monday for the newspaper interview for the story in the Del Hollow Horizon that Red Bowling's a similar team to us. They run a 50 defense, you said, the wing tee. How do you counter your mirror image? Does it help? Does it hurt?
I mean, it helps and it hurts. You know, it helps to know how to stop them because I know it gives me troubles and headaches all day. We just got to play football. At the end of the day, two blocks and tackles the best is going to win. Well, they do a couple of things that differently out of the wing that we don't do, and we do a couple of things they don't do. So it's a good matchup. Been a lot easier to game plan, I feel like, in some aspects this week. But it still always comes down to blocking and tackling.
Well, I think that'll wrap it up, guys. We appreciate you coming in or inviting us in here to the Russell Richardson Doghouse. One last thing. What's our chances tonight, Coach?
Same thing as last week. We block, tackle, don't turn the ball over. We'll be fine. That's the keys of this game. Very simple.
Well, we're looking forward to it. All right, guys, tune in next week to hear what Coach has to say about the Week 3 matchup with a new program out of Nashville, Republic High School, who the Dogs will host next Friday night. We'll be back here on the CCHS campus to call it live. See you then.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with head football coach Matt Bates. Brought to you by Ridgetop Farm, proud supporter of Clay County football.
Welcome back to the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. It's time for the Homer Improvement Keys to the Game. Well, we asked Thomas his thoughts on how the Bulldogs can win tonight. Thomas, what's the overall key to success tonight?
Well, I think the biggest thing the Dogs need to do is stay focused, Daniel. not have a hangover from the huge high they experienced from last week's win over Jackson County. You know, it's easy to have a letdown after such an emotional win like that, especially when everything's still new. You know, as big as it was just one win. You've still got a lot of new players, still got a new system, still got a new coach. So, again, I think it falls back on the shoulders of these experienced Bulldog players like seniors Dylan Maxfield, Eli Watson and company, and even juniors like Jared Markham and Hayden Cherry, who both had good games last week. Weathering the storm and the way they handle it will be key, and that's where the experience comes in, Daniel.
Okay, so what about offensively specifically?
Well, it's just the same thing, just more of the same on the offensive side of the ball is what we need. If we can just get a fraction, get close to the production they put up in the opener on that side of the ball, I think we're going to be okay. Because what Ashlock, the Ogletrees, Markham, Cherry did last week behind that great offensive line play was amazing. They just need to keep it up and keep it rolling. You know, I tell you something else that jumped out at me. Going in, we expected to see Coach Bates ground and pound wing T last week.
Yeah.
But, you know, he tweaked that quite a bit in that game.
Ran an empty set once.
He did. Opened up the air assault, and I think that paid off. I look for more of that tonight. Bates is not afraid to take a shot when he thinks he's got it. I like that, Daniel.
Well, what about defensively? We've covered offense. What about defense?
Well, we mentioned him earlier. You can't talk Bulldog defense without mentioning Maxfield. He had an outstanding beginning to his senior campaign last week, and we're going to need it again tonight. Throwing a big sack or two from freshman phenom John Copeland and maybe a pick from junior Clark Donaldson.
Be nice.
He's had some good coverage here so far this season. I think the black and gold will be well on their way to being crowned the kings of the Battle of the Bulldogs. Just like last week, this has gone on long enough, Daniel. It's time to put it back the way it used to be. It's the way it's supposed to be, with Clay County reigning supreme over their neighboring county rivals.
I like the sound of it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Homer Improvement. When you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
You're listening to Bulldog Football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Featuring exciting play-by-play by Daniel Strong and in-depth analysis by Thomas Weaver. Today's broadcast is powered by AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century.
They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County Football.
And we're back here, ladies and gentlemen. What a beautiful rendition of the national anthem we just heard from the Pea Ridge Gals.
The Pea Ridge Gals, they're outstanding. They're outstanding. Now we're going to turn our eyes to the skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors Weather Report. Temperature tonight for kickoff is going to be 76 degrees. At halftime, it should be around 71 degrees. And around the end of the game, 68 degrees. The humidity tonight, fortunately, everybody, is a low 53%. Precipitation, none's falling today, none's going to fall tonight. Beautiful evening, little to no wind to speak of. So this has been the weather report brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Now we're going to be going into a segment that we call the Treehouse Treasures pregame parting gift. It's the final word for our listeners before kickoff. We'll start with Rob.
Guys, I want to steal off of Thomas's words here a little bit. I look for the black and gold Bulldogs to make things right tonight. Get back on the right track. Keep this momentum rolling. I look for a victory over the Red Dogs of Red Bulling.
Sounds good to me, Rob. You know, last week we said the Bulldogs need to get off to a quick start in our parting gift, and they had that storybook beginning we've talked about all night tonight. Again, that was just one game, guys. A huge game, don't get me wrong, but it's just one game. A lot of these players are still young. They're going to face some adversity, and I think it may come early in tonight's game, and I want to see how they deal with that, Daniel. There's going to come a point tonight where something may go wrong for the Dogs. With everything going right last week and riding that huge wave of momentum into this battle of the Bulldogs, as we described it, you've got to rely on those nine seniors, how they're going to lead these new players through that tough spot. I think they'll do that. I believe Dylan Maxfield, Eli Watson, some of these guys that have that experience are going to be the difference in this game. And the black and gold Bulldogs get through that tough spot, roll to victory, breaking the three-year drought and putting it back the way it's supposed to be, like you said, Rob. Clay County right. On top of a Red Bull.
Well, I'm ready for it. I agree with my partners. There are a few things, not concerns, but there are four seniors on the Red Bulling Springs team that have never lost to the Black and Gold. We are going to change that tonight. Coach Bates and his team are pumped and ready to play as we see them break through the banner now coming out onto the field. So I agree with my broadcast partners. The Black and Gold will roll. We need four quarters of play, start to finish, not many turnovers. Ladies and gentlemen, this pregame parting gift has been brought to you by Treehouse Treasures, man's second best friend, keeping you out of the doghouse with the perfect gifts for mothers, daughters, and wives. So at this time, we kind of officially conclude our pregame show and prepare to roll into the game right now with about 2.5 minutes left on the clock. Before 7 o'clock, we see captains going out onto the field. I see number 4, Seth Mackey for the Clay County, number 7, Seth Ogletree, number 60, Eli Watson, and number 50, Dylan Maxfield, as they go out to meet the three captains for Red Bulling Springs for this coin toss. Try to bring those numbers and names to you. Clay County tonight having a blackout. They're wearing black jerseys with black pants. They have gold numerals trimmed in white. Red Bulling Springs will be playing in white jerseys with silver pants. They have red numerals on those jerseys. I believe I see number 88 for... Now, that wouldn't be correct. They have that list as a freshman. I'm trying to bring those captains to you from Red Bull and Springs. Guys, would you like to see the Bulldogs start off offensively, defensively? What would be your preference here?
I think we want the ball. I mean, get the jitters out, go down the field, put one on the board, Daniel.
Official has flipped the coin. Looks like Red Bulling has won the toss. Dylan Maxfield picks to defend the clock. Red Bulling has chosen to take the ball, I believe. We'll watch the official signal. That is correct. Red Bulling has won the toss, elected to receive. Clay County will defend the clock. Now the captains shake hands, and they prepare to run back to their respective sidelines to begin this 44th battle of the Bulldogs.
What a crowd we've got here in front of us, Daniel. Looks like to me they're all along the fences, and they've got Joe Neal Each Stadium packed.
It's a beautiful thing to see. I knew there would be a big crowd tonight. Great weather, as we heard in the Cumberland Exteriors weather report. A great win last Friday night. So it's a huge crowd. We're going to quickly go to a break here, and then we'll be returning for the kickoff on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back-to-school season is upon us, so start the school year off right by building the perfect entertainment package for your family, all while saving money. Choose Twin Lakes Broadband, HDTV, quality home phone, and security monitoring, and you've got the perfect package to keep everyone connected, laughing, and safe at night. To learn more or to bundle and save, stop by any of our 7 local offices today or visit us online at twlakes.coop. T-insert number C-0026.
Thomas, we're back here on the Horizon Sports Network, and a helicopter's landing on the football field.
I've never seen anything like this before, Daniel. Looks like the air evac life team helicopter's landing on the field, aiming for the 50-yard line. Let's see what they're going to do here.
I believe they may be flying in the game ball. I think Coach Bates here in a few minutes probably will step out. Boy, that helicopter's putting off some wind. I see the coaches and managers' jerseys and shirts on the sidelines just whipping in that breeze, and I see the Bulldog players showing a lot of excitement at this interesting way to start the game.
I have to say, there's nothing better as it. I don't really know what to say. I can't hardly hear, Daniel.
Well, between the eruption of applause from the crowd as Coach Bates received that game ball and this Aravac life team chopper that has certainly, I'm sure, flown several people to the hospital and saved their lives tonight. Fortunately, they weren't having to do that, and they flew the game ball in. So very festive way to start off the Battle of the Bulldogs here in Week 2 of 2017.
It's fitting, Daniel. I mean, hopefully this is what Clay County's going to do tonight, make an impression here in front of this home crowd, because that's certainly an impression when you get a chopper landed at the 50-yard line.
That was impressive, and it looks to me that just as quickly as the chopper flew in, both teams are ready to go, and they're getting ready to get action started here as each team gathers with their head coaches. Obviously, as we've said several times, Clay County Bulldogs being coached by first-year head coach Matt Bates. Red Bowling Springs Bulldogs are being coached by Mike Brown. I believe this is his second year as head coach over there at Red Bowling Springs, a coach who I believe has a lot of experience, but his second year as head coach of the Bulldogs.
Well, now that we calmed down a little bit, Daniel, I want to throw in there for our listeners out there, if we could get them to send a text, make a phone call, share this on Facebook, all you got to do is go to DelhollaHorizon.com, click play, and they're listening to us streaming live.
And as we'll say later, they can tune in after tonight's game, probably as early as tomorrow morning, and listen to this broadcast after the fact. And certainly we've done that a little bit just to make sure we do sound decent. We hope to improve each week. So if you can't catch it live tonight or if they're here at the game, they can listen to it later. And we're getting set for kickoff. Looks like Coach Bates has opted to go with a different kickoff man this week. That's number 5, Gabe Henson, a junior for the Bulldogs, after we saw Joseph Jolin and Dylan Maxfield take care of kickoff responsibilities last week. Red Bowling Springs has 2 men set deep to receive. Number 15, Hunter Kirk, and also number 20, Dalton Thompson. Bulldogs break their kickoff huddle, and ball set on the Clay County 40-yard line, and Henson is prepared to lead his team into this contest.
I think this crowd's ready to erupt here, Daniel. Let's see if we can get a big lick on this kickoff.
And here we go. It's a short pooch kick, going to roll out of bounds. So Red Bowling Springs will have the option to back Clay County up to the 35-yard line and re-kick, or take the ball at their own 35. Typically, that's what you see happen in these situations.
I think so. That sure killed my mood right there. I was ready for some action that rolled out of bounds, so Red Bull will get decent field position to start here.
They'll take over with no time run off the clock. Defensive starters for Clay County, they'll be playing a 50 defense as they did last week. At nose guard tonight, it's going to be number 60, Eli Watson. Defensive tackles, number 54, Wesley Huff, and number 16, John Copeland. And at defensive ends, number 9, Hayden Cherry, and number 78, Joseph Jovan. As Red Bull and Springs breaks huddle, we'll pause with the starting defense to account the first play, and then we'll get back to that. Red Bowling Springs running a wing T offense, very similar to us. They have one wide out to the right, a wing to the right and the left, and a fullback. Quarterback under center, ball snapped. It's given off to the big fullback, and he's around right side, going to pick up 12 yards on the play. So first down for Red Bowling Springs on the first play of the contest.
Looked like a little unbalanced there, Daniel. Did they have an extra guy on that right side? They kind of sealed that corner, First down run.
That's a good catch, Thomas. I think it was an overloaded set. Maybe had a tight end also covered up by the wide receiver out outside of him. So here Red Bulling comes again, snapping the ball from their own 47-yard line.
Same look.
Ball given again to the big fullback. Once again, he has huge room. He's going to pick up around 14 yards on that carry. Going to move the ball from their own 47 across the 50 into Bulldog territory down to the 39-yard line. So a big pickup for Red Bulling Springs. Two plays, two first downs. Clay County did a great job last week with the run defense. They need to tighten up their belts right now as Red Bulling playing quickly comes to the line. First down from the Clay County 39-yard line. Ball snapped. It's another run. This time we get him stopped. Going to be a tackle for, I'd say a loss of half a yard, so a tackle for loss. Thomas, did you see who made the tackle?
I believe that was Will Ogletree getting in on his first stop, just kind of submarine underneath that line and brought him down to the line of scrimmage. Maybe a loss.
It was a loss of a yard. It's a second and 11 for Red Bulling Springs as they break huddle. Come to the line of scrimmage, wide receiver to the left, two wings and a fullback, one wing in motion to the left, ball given to the fullback. He's running hard. He's going to pick up around six on the play as he moves the ball from the Clay County 40 on down to the Clay County 35-yard line. So pick up a five for the big fullback. We'll bring his name to you. He's an experienced player for Red Bull, and that is number 22, Jordan Powell, a senior linebacker and running back.
He's looking good so far, Daniel. I think we just got to settle down here. You know, we've held them to a five-yard game. It's third and five. Let's see what we can do.
And here Red Bulling comes, quarterback under center, wing back in motion to the right. Ball's going to be faked to the fullback, little option play to the right.
That's
quarterback keeps, but he's going to be tackled by number 50, Dylan Maxfield, accompanied by number 30, Will Ogletree. So another tackle for a loss, this time recorded by Maxfield. Trying to see where they're going to spot the ball.
Huge play, Daniel. I don't really care where they spot it. We held them on third down. But they may go for it here and try to make a statement early on.
They may. They did. I said tackle for loss. They picked up around 2 yards on the play. The ball's been spotted at the Clay County 33-yard line. So fourth and about 3.5 to go for Red Bulling Springs as they do go for it on fourth down. Quarterback's under center, double wing set, man in motion to the right, ball snap. Fake to the fullback, same play, quarterback Keith. He's going to pick up that first down around the right side as the ball's going to be spotted now on the 25-yard line at Clay County's end of the field. The Red Bull Springs Bulldogs are moving from right to left from our vantage point here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth.
Daniel, I think this is what I was talking about in the keys of the game and early on. You know, I felt like we were going to take a punch. Let's see how we can handle it.
Red Bulling's come out swinging. The big fullback carrying several times. Now we have a different looking set. We have multiple wide receivers to the left. It's a power sweep behind that overloaded side. Number 78, Joseph Jovan, trying to scrape down line and make the tackle, and he does. The Red Bulling, there's a flag on the field. This play may be negated. It's over at the Red Bulling Springs sideline, so I'm not sure, Thomas, what we're going to see here.
I missed that. I was too busy watching Jolin. What an athletic play that was. He shed his blocker, came straight down the line, and looked like he stopped him for a minimal gain.
Where it stands, Red Bulling's picked up 5 yards on the play. But there is a flag down on the field. Looks like it was inadvertent. I believe that has been blown off. So here we go. Going to be second and five from the Clay County 20 for the Red Bulling Springs Bulldogs. And Red Bulling Springs breaks huddle, approaches the line of scrimmage. They have 20 yards to go. They're at the edge of the red zone. Quarterback's under center. Ball snap given to the left wing as he comes around right side. He has a seam. He's been missed by one Bulldog defender, and he's been tackled now by number 60, Eli Watson, from his note. No, that was 50. I'm sorry. 50, Dylan Maxfield again on the tackle.
You know what? We were kind of questioning those numbers they put up for him last week, but he's been in on every play so far tonight, Daniel. I've got him for 4 tackles already.
Maxfield certainly ready to play. His defensive partners on the Clay County defense need to come to his aid a little bit. As Red Bulling Springs has a 1st and 10, they'll be snapping the ball from the Clay County 13-yard line, so 13 yards away from the end zone. Ball's handed off to the wing as he goes around left side, has a lot of room. Going to be tackled on the play by number 24, Jared Markham, but only after the running back moves the ball down to about the 5.5-yard line. So Red Bulling Springs early knocking on the door here. It's going to be spotted on the 6-yard line, Thomas.
They're just handling us up front. Like I say, Colin Maxfield named making the tackles. We had, besides Jolin's outside tackle earlier, those the dog front hasn't made one yet.
And here at Bowling comes, second and three from the Clay County 6-yard line. Motion to the right, ball being given to that motion man trying to get to the edge, but he will not do it. Nice stop for the Bulldog defense as they respond on second and short. A whole scrum of Bulldog tacklers in there. I do see 50 Maxfield. I don't think that he had first contact on the play, but it's going to set up a third and four for Ed Bowling Springs.
For sure it was an offside defensive end. Is that strong?
I believe that Jolin should be Jolin and Cherry at defensive ends tonight. Now, Strong, number 66, does go in and sub at defensive end. I don't think he's in at the time, Thomas. So here we go. Third and three. Red Bull and Springs under center. Ball being snapped, given to the big fullback. His first carry in a few plays. He fights for yardage but does not get enough for the first down. Ball's going to be spotted on the 4-yard line. That's going to set up fourth and a short 2 yards, 1 yard for Red Bull and Springs. So here we go, big play. The Clay County could get a turnover on downs here with a good defensive play.
I think that'd be huge. You know, you just kind of stop their momentum and let them think a little bit about not converting here if they could get to stop.
The front five for Clay County really needs to watch the football. If they jump off sides, it would grant Red Bull and Springs a first down. Ball is spotted on the Clay County 4-yard line. Red Bull and Springs under center. Whistle has been blowed before the play could be snapped. Either a timeout taken on the field or I do see number 30, Will Ogletree, running on for number 61, James Short.
There's a flag on the field right over here at the 5-yard line.
It is against the Bulldogs. Red Bull and Springs going to have a first down. I don't know if we saw an illegal substitution and offsides. I'm not sure what took place. But Red Bull and Springs will get half the distance to go, moving the ball from the 4 down to the 2-yard line. And worst of all, they get a fresh set of downs. 4 plays, Thomas, from the Bulldog 2-yard line.
Yeah, we were just talking about how the Dogs could change momentum. A mental mistake did away with that.
This is the 13th play of this drive. As Red Bull Springs snaps, gives the ball around right side, and he's going to get into the end zone pretty much uncontested for the score at the 8:25 mark of the first quarter. So early on, we have a score of Red Bull 6, Clay County none. Red Bull Springs just completed a long 13-yard scoring drive. We'll stay with you here for the extra point attempt and try to take a quick commercial break after that takes place. Thomas, ground and pound by Red Bull Springs.
Just a sustained drive. Got off to a good start with a couple first downs, a couple big plays, and they just pounded it in on us, Daniel.
They did. Certainly nothing characteristic of the defense we saw last week at Jackson County. They're a good set of running backs, Red Bull Springs. It's no fluke that they've beaten the Bulldogs the last 3 years in a row. They are a good team. Even though they don't have a lot of guys this year. Now the ball's being snapped. It's set. It's kicked. And it is no good. So we leave you here to go to break with a score of 6 Red Bull and Springs, none for Clay County in the first quarter.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
We return here from the Twin Lakes Broadcasting Booth at Joan Elite Stadium. We've just seen Red Bull and Springs complete a 13-play scoring drive to make the score 6-9 after they missed the PAT conversion. Red Bull and Springs getting set to kick the ball off from their own 40-yard line. Back deep to receive for Clay County's number 24, Jared Markham. He's going to be accompanied by number 23, Dakota McGee, and number 18, Wesley Walker.
Daniel, again, kind of like we said in the pregame, this is where we find out what kind of team we got. You know, Red Bowling took a early lick at us here, got us down 6-0. Let's see how this young Bulldog team can respond.
Ball kicked deep by Red Bull and Springs. It's going to be taken by number 24, Margam. Margam's been known for his prowess at returning the ball, but he was not able to evade the Red Bull and Springs defenders on that kick return. Ball's going to be spotted at the Clay County 24-yard line, so a long field for Clay County as they begin their first drive of the game.
Second game for sophomore starting quarterback Jake Ashlock. You got the kind of the star of last week's game, Will Ogletree. I think you get the ball to Ogletree early and see how it goes.
And here Ashlock comes. It's been reported to me earlier in the week that Ashlock has a broken pinky toe on one of his feet. I believe it's his right foot, but he is taking the field now as he goes under center for the first time tonight. Ogletree in motion to the left, ball given to him. He's going to have a short game, going to move the ball up to the Bulldog 29-yard line, but there is a flag on the field, possibly a late hit by Red Bulling Springs. A lot of flags flying early in this battle of the Bulldogs.
Yeah, it gets a little chippy sometimes in this neighboring county rival, as we've been calling it.
Personal foul called against Red Bulling Springs. That should set up a first down for the Bulldogs after Ogletree did pick up a few on the play, but the penalty is going to move the ball way on forward. That's a 15-yarder. Thomas going to set the ball on the Clay County 45-yard line, so a good chunk of yardage for Clay County off of that Red Bulling Springs penalty. And here the Bulldogs come. They're approaching line. Senior number 72, Joseph Short at center. That shot goes under him. Ogletree in motion to the left. Ball's fake. Play action pass. We have Emerton deep, but he goes for Ogletree in the flat. He has him. It's going to be a big game. He's down to the Red Bulling Springs 35-yard line. So after the big 15-yard penalty, a big game by Ogletree. However, the head official is going to be bringing it back, I'm afraid, for a holding call. Yet again, another flag on the field, and he is motioning. It's a block in the back or a hold one. It is going to come back. So what was a beautiful pass play by Ashlock and Will Ogletree, the fullback, is going to come back.
It was. Got this crowd excited. Got me excited, Daniel. Just what we needed, that response. Unfortunately, it's going to be negated.
I think we're going to lose most of the yardage that we gained off that original penalty from Red Bull and Springs. However, this time, it's going to set us up rather than a first and 10. We're going to be looking at probably a first and 20. Official now starting to step off the penalty yardage. He passes the Clay County 30, proceeds on down to the Clay County 27-yard line. So we're looking at a first and 25 situation for the Clay County Bulldogs. They do have four downs to try to convert here, but first and 25. So Ashlock breaks huddle. Emerton split to the left, double wing. Will Ogletree, the fullback. Ball being snapped. Markham in speed motion. It's given to Ogletree up the middle. That's Will Ogletree. He's not going to pick up anything on the play. Not going to lose anything either, so a run of no gain. Ball still going to be spotted around the Clay County 27-yard line. So second and 24, I guess we'll say he picked up 1 yard. They do move the ball forward to the Clay County 28-yard line. So second and forever for Clay County early in this game as they trail with 5 minutes and 33 seconds after the first quarter. Their county, bordering county counterparts, Red Bull and Springs, 6-0. Red Bull and Springs with that beautiful, there's no other word for it, beautiful 13-play scoring drive to open up the contest. Now Shock's under center, second and 24, ball being snapped. It's play action pass again. He has multiple receivers. He targets number 9, Hayden Cherry, tied in across the middle on a drag. He completes that pass. It's going to get the ball down to the Clay County 41-yard line. So on what would normally be a first down pickup for Clay County, it doesn't even get back to the original line of scrimmage on this set of downs. So now we have third and around 14 yards, Thomas.
Well, again, Ashlock, though young, kind of showing he knows how to read coverages there, Daniel. Rolled out on a bootleg to the far side of the field, had to out towards the sideline, came back underneath to Cherry there, who he's come to like.
He has, and Hayden Cherry is playing very well at this moment in time. So here we are, 41-yard line for Clay County, third and 14, ball snap, fake toss sweep. We have a man, it's number 7, Seth Ogletree, and the crowd got excited. We did too, but the ball was a little overthrown. Pretty good coverage too for Red Bull and Springs. So
it was, and I think he got a little pressure there. I was watching the ball, but he threw it quick, gave Ogletree a chance, just a little underthrown.
It was. So the first fourth down here for Clay County is their opening drive has been marred by penalties from both teams. Fourth and 14, ball sitting at the Clay County 41-yard line. Number 78, Joseph Joan, has dropped back deep to punt. I believe that's number 50, Dylan Maxfield, going to be the long snapper. Number 5, Gabe Henson, the up back to protect Joan. Ball being snapped. Joan, a pretty good punter, gets off a high, long kick. It's going to come down around the 28-yard line for Redbourne Springs, but it is fielded. And number 10, Redbourne Springs, has a nice return in hand. He could go the distance here. He does not. Number 5, Gabe Henson, on the far sideline away from us, is able to drag him down. That, after a good return, that ball is going to be spotted at the Clay County 40-yard line.
All right, let's take a quick break here. You're listening to Bulldog Football on the Horizon Sports Network.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
We're back here at John Teeples Field as Red Bulling Springs has just took possession after a Joseph Jovan punt. During the commercial break, Red Bulling did run their first down play. It was a handoff to number 22, their big fullback. That's Jordan Pav, a senior. He picked up two on the play, so now the ball's just heading at the 41-yard line for a second and eight play. Ball being snapped, toss sweep to the tailback to the left. He does have a lot of room. Clay County now closing in. Markham and Maxfield team up to make the tackle. Red Bulling Springs will pick up about four on the play. It's going to move the ball down to the 36-yard line. So we'll be seeing Red Bulling now with a third and three situation.
Good play there by Markham. He kind of threw the defender one way and then came back the other and brought him down and kind of saved a big gain on that one.
Third down and short coming up. Ball on the 36-yard line for Clay County. Red Bulling leads 6-9. Quarterback's under center, man in motion from right to left. Ball is given to him. He has some room. Going to pick up the first down. Tackle was made on the play by number 61, James Short, who had to sit out last week due to an ankle injury against the Blue Devils, but he's back in action tonight. Maxfield, James Short, and Will Ogletree all rotating at those two inside linebacker positions. So Red Bull and Springs, with the ball spotted on the Clay County 31-yard line, is going to have a fresh set of downs. And they break huddle and approach the line of scrimmage. Red Bowen has not went to the air yet. I don't think they will until we stop the run. Ball given to the fullback again. He's picking up more yardage off that right side. Ball's going to be moved down and spotted to the 26-yard line of Clay County. So a pickup of 5 yards for the Red Bowen Springs fullback. We're getting behind the sticks, Thomas, on those, you know, gains of four, gains of five on first down.
They're really eating clock. It's ticking down here in the first quarter, and they're in control, Daniel.
They are. They had a 13-play drive the first possession, and now they snap on their fifth snap of this drive. So with 2 minutes left, Red Bowen's under center on second and five. Ball snap given to the left wing back as he goes around right side. He's going to be close to another first down, perhaps a little short. Several Bulldogs in on the tackle. Number 60, Eli Watson, in on the play. I think number 20, Clark Donaldson.
That's two tackles in a row for Donaldson. That's not a good sign.
No, you don't want your defensive backs having a lot of tackles, Thomas, as we're going to see third and a foot for Red Bulling Springs. Ball being spotted at the Clay County 21-and-a-half-yard line.
Red Bulling's kind of slowed down the tempo here, too, Daniel. They were moving early on that long drive, on that scoring drive. Seems like they're kind of eating a little clock here now.
Well, they've got the lead, and here they come. Third and one, ball being snapped, give to the fullback again. A flag flies, fullback picks up first down yardage as he crosses the 20 to enter the red zone down to around the 19-and-a-half. But a flag did fly. I think it's going to be against Red Bulling Springs.
Couldn't tell who was in on that tackle, but did a better job there, Daniel. Only picked up a couple yards, kind of bottled them up on the corner there.
We'll have to wait and see what the officials do. I believe they are going to mark it off backwards. Red Bulling Springs will be backed up. Probably going to set up a third and six, depending on what penalty we saw there.
First mistake of the night for Red Bulling, as far as my memory goes. They've had a perfect storm of a game so far, Daniel.
So Red Bulling now, after the penalty, will have a third and six Situation, the ball is spotted at the Clay County 27-yard line. Red Bull and Springs, as you said, Thomas, has slowed down their play. They were snapping the ball quickly earlier, breaking huddle quickly. They're content to let that clock run as it does right now. And Red Bull and Springs is going to take a timeout. So as they take time, we'll take time. You're listening to Bulldog Football Live on the Horizon Sports Network. This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network. And I want to tell you about AC Wireless's US Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless and sign up today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all their latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
And we're back here streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Red Bull and Springs has a 3rd and 6 situation. They've just called a timeout to talk it over. We may see their first pass attempt, maybe reverse, something a little tricky. Not sure. So here they go. Quarterback's going to go under center, double wing set, one wide out, fullback behind him, wing back in motion left to right. It is a little bit of a reverse play. Ball on the ground. Clay County, I think, has recovered that football on this 3rd and 6 play. Red Bull and Springs got a little too tricky for their own good. That time, Thomas, as this Clay County Bulldog crowd goes wild.
Again, just what we needed. They may have tried to get a little too fancy there, Daniel. And I think I missed it, but I believe Ogletree was in on that play.
Wouldn't surprise me a bit. As hard-nosed a kid as he is, he's kind of a shark in terms of getting towards the football. So with 1 minute here in this first quarter, Red Bull leads 6-0, but Clay County will take over. This is only their second possession of this first quarter. So the ball spotted at the Clay County 29-yard line as they take over with 1 minute remaining. Ashlock under center, the sophomore, had a great week last week, trying to go deep a few times. We've got a runner here, Markham, I believe that was, off a handoff from Ashlock. Markham with a 13-yard gain, moves the ball up to the Clay County 42-yard line, Thomas.
Nice little play. Ashlock had some play action going there, and then kind of faked a jump pass, and then hit Markham on the draw.
Markham, an experienced runner. We've talked about him a lot in each broadcast that we've done. And here Clay County comes again. The ball spotted on the Clay County 42-yard line. Ashlock's under center. Markham in motion. Fake to him. Given to Seth Ogletree. He's going to have some yardage. Moving the ball up to the 45-yard line, we'll call it. 44.5, so we'll call it the 45. A pickup of 4 for him on the carry. So Clay County now running the football. They did a great job on the ground last week. And they've been content here to run the football with Markham and now with Ogletree. Ashlock leaves head coach Matt Bates at the sideline. He trotted over to get the play, quickly calls it. They break the huddle. The Bulldogs are moving from left to right. They're on the right hash, closest to the press box here. Ashlock gets the snap. It's a toss sweep to Seth Ogletree around the left side. He has a lot of room. He's at the 40, the 35, the 30, and he's taken down at the 25-yard line. So, but doggone, Thomas, a flag on the field.
Oh, my goodness.
That's, I hate to say it, but I'm afraid it's going to be against Clay County.
Well, I thought Ogletree was gone, first off. He had a head of steam. The one tackler saved the touchdown. Good goodness gracious, what have we got on the field here, Daniel?
Well, we'll have to wait for the call. Hold or a block in the back, likely, against the Bulldogs. A beautiful run, a toss sweep to the left. Ball was tossed from Ashlock to Ogletree. He had a lot of room, turned on the jets, and had a nice game. But all of that is negated. And after that penalty has stepped off, it happened a few yards downfield from where the ball was snapped. We have a 2nd and 13 play for the Bulldogs. The ball now spotted at the Clay County 39-yard line. Hopefully, and that is the end of the first quarter, we hear the buzzer sound. So Red Bull and Spring 6, Clay County none. You're listening to Bulldog Football Live on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
We return here on the Horizon Sports Network. Quickly going to go to producer Rob Edwards for some scores of interest.
A couple scores of interest, guys. Livingston Academy 7, Cookeville 0 in the first quarter. DeKalb County and Upperman knotted up at 14 each in the first quarter. Scoreboard brought to you by Budget Pest Control. If it's bugging you, we'll kill it.
And we're certainly proud of Budget Pest Control and all our other sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. As quickly now, second quarter action begins. Clay County snapping the ball from their own 39-yard line. Ashlock under center. Mark a motion to the right. Toss sweep to him. He drops the ball. He will recover. Ball was on the ground. Nothing wrong with that toss sweep from Ashlock. It hit Markham right around the upper chest area, maybe in the face mask. He just dropped it, so the Bulldogs will end up losing yardage on the play. Going to be spotted at the 38-yard line. So, loss of one for Markham.
Kind of what I was worried about early on, Daniel. You know, had the mental mistakes, the penalties, the plays like that. We're shooting ourselves in the foot right now. So, we're just down 6-0. If we can settle down, I know we're in third and long here, but if we can settle down, we still got a shot here.
Here the Bulldogs come. Ashlock under center on third and long. Number two, White Burks in to replace Emerson on the play. It's split in. Ashlock hooking the pass. He's under pressure. Scrambles to the left. A lot of pressure on him. He's going to be taken down. Boy, that's going to be a sack. I think he probably lost a yard on the play. Ashlock quickly had pressure. Used his foot speed to break pocket. As we mentioned, he is playing with a broken pinky from pinky toe from all reports that I heard this week. So now the ball being spotted on the 38-yard line, so no gain on the play or no loss either one. Clay County, 4th and 13, going to have to punt. Jolin on to punt.
That play didn't have a chance, Daniel.
It did not. He's here on 4th down. The ball snapped to Jolin. He gets off another high-booming punt. It hits at the 40-yard line and rolls. Nice Bulldog roll, but that returner picks it up. That's number 10 for Red Bulling Springs. He's a quick returner. Lee Pruitt, a senior. And the four seniors that we mentioned on Red Bulling Springs squad making their presence known so far in this first half is here we are in the second quarter. 10:20 on the clock. It is ticking. I thought it would stop until the ball was set and action resumed, but the clock does continue to tick as it now goes down to 10 minutes during the second quarter. So Red Bulling Springs will take over again after Clay County had a five-play drive and were forced to punt. Red Bulling Springs in their double wing look very similar to us with their offensive set. Just doing a better job, honestly, at this point running that offense. So number 10, Pruitt again goes around left side. Ball snapped and handed to him. Bulldogs do a good job of stopping that play. Looks like no gain on the play. The ball's going to be spotted at the Red Bulling Springs 36-yard line. So a gain of one. Good job by the defense.
It was, and Maxfield's leading the way again, Daniel.
So here we are. It's a 6-0 ball game. Red Bulling leads with 9.5 minutes left in the second quarter. They are going to snap the ball on a 2nd-9. Whistle blows to begin play. Motion in the backfield, and ball's handed off to the big fullback, and he powers his way down to the 44-yard line, the 43-yard line, we'll call it. So another pickup of around 6 for that big bruising fullback for Red Bulling Springs, number 22, Jordan Powell.
Powell's just taking it to us. I mean we are getting a little bit of penetration, but he's busting through it, picking up 4, 5, 6, 7 yards at a time.
He's a senior. He runs low and hard. I don't have weights on him. I'd say he's every bit of 225 pounds. Good-sized kid. Ball being snapped for Red Bulling Springs on 3rd-and-3. It's given to Powell again. Clay Kenny does a pretty good job with the defense, but from our vantage point, it's going to be spotted a little short, I hope. They're sitting here on the 45-yard line on John Teeples Field on Red Bulling's end of the field, right down below the Twin Lakes Broadcasting booth. And it is going to be fourth down, fourth and maybe 6 inches for Red Bull and Springs.
Here we are again, Daniel, a chance to swing momentum. Of course, what else are they going to do but give it to big number 22?
Certainly, that would, if I were head coach Mike Brown for the Red Bull and Springs Bulldogs, I would feed Powell one more time. He's been getting 4 and 5 yards of carry. Why not pick up the 6 inches with him? We'll see what they do. They quickly approach the line of scrimmage, double wing set. Quarterback under center, trying to get us to jump off sides. We flinch, but we don't advance forward. Red Bull is going to call a timeout. As they take time, we'll take time.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
We return here to John Teeples Field as Red Bowling Springs breaks huddle on a 4th and 6 inches play. Clay County now almost have a man lining up off sides. It's not called, though. Ball's given to the fullback. We may have stopped him, Thomas. After Powell has had 4 and 5 yards of gain tonight, I think the Bulldog defense has flew in there and stopped it. I see 50 Dylan Maxfield, I believe, coming out of that huddle.
That was him. I watched him the whole play, Daniel, from his linebacker position. He read that right off the bat, shot the gap, made the stop.
Beautiful defense by a senior. That's what we need from him. It was one of our keys to the game. So far, he's delivering. I think you have him for how many tackles already tonight?
I've got him for 8 so far, Daniel, in the first quarter. Well, one came in the second.
I've no reason not to suspect that that's true. Maxfield has been all over the field tonight. He's here in a 6-0 ball game. We have Red Bull and leading. 8 minutes in the second quarter to go. Ashok's going to be under center as Clay County takes over the 44-yard line. He's rolling to the left, looking to pass. Ball is thrown. It was a good pass, targeting number 9, Hayden Cherry, across the middle, trying to duplicate the success we had on the drag route earlier. However, it was not to be, as the ball was batted away by number 20 for Red Bull and Springs on the defense there. That's Dalton Thompson, a sophomore. So second and 10 for the Bulldogs from their own 44. This is the first time the Bulldogs have started off with shorter field position.
It is, Daniel, and we've got to take advantage of it here.
A score would certainly be great. So here we go, Ashok under center. Ball given to Seth Oakley. He's got a lot of room. He's all the way down to the 32-yard line. It's going to be a first down. So a pickup of around 13 yards for senior wingback Seth Ogletree as he shot right up through the middle of that Red Bull defense. Typically, Seth runs around the outside, but he knifed up through the middle. So a new set of downs for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be snapped here.
He showed that burst right there, Daniel, what he can bring to this team.
He did. He did, Thomas. Ball spotted at the 32-yard line for Clay County as they get a fresh set of downs. Ashok receiving the ball from center short. Ball's given again to Ogletree. He has some room. Tucks up inside. Runs into a few linebackers, though. Going to get some yardage on the play. Ball's going to be spotted now at the Clay County 20, or the Red Bull and Springs, rather. I'm sorry, the Red Bulling 29-yard line. As the Bulldogs continue this drive, a pickup of 3 for Ogletree.
He really showed some vision there. You know, we talked in the interview. Last week was the first game he'd ever played on the gridiron. He's just a natural in the backfield.
He's looking good. He's looking good. And we'll see if Coach Bates keeps feeding him here on 2nd and 7. Ball's being snapped from the 29-yard line. It's fake this time to Ogletree, giving to Markham. He also has some room. He picks up around 4 on the play. Not hardly 4. Ball's going to be moved down to the 27-yard line on Red Bull's end of the field. Clay County driving from right to left from our vantage point. Going to set up a 3rd and 5 play. So pickup of 2 for Markham on that carry. Third and five, definitely four down territory here for the Bulldogs with only 27 yards to go. So
is this where Bates takes a shot?
Could be. Could be. Here we go. Ashok's coming out, breaking huddle under center, double wing. Will Ogletree, the fullback, motion to the left. Toss sweep to Seth Ogletree. He's trying to get around the edge. He's at the 25.
Oh,
now he's up to the 20. He's up to the 15. Works his way down to the 12-yard line. So Seth Ogletree, once again, carrying the ball. Thomas is getting a little upset here. I think he saw a face mask on the carry that was not called. However, regardless, ball being moved down to the 13-yard line by senior Seth Ogletree on the toss sweep to the left.
Great run, Daniel, but when you see his helmet turn around and look up here at the Twin Lakes broadcast booth at us, that's got to be a flag.
Makes you wonder. It makes you wonder. So, Bulldogs, first and 10, ball being snapped from the 13-yard line. Ashlock under center. Will Ogletree behind him. Markham comes in motion, gets the handoff, heads around right side, cuts it up. He gets close to the goal line. He's fighting. He's going to be brought down before he gets there, but a substantial pickup. Ball going to be spotted now at the Red Bulling Springs 2-yard line. That should be close to a first down to give us first and goal. And, yes, the chain gang now moves. The chains drop down. No longer needed. So first and goal from the 2-yard line for Clay County as this crowd starts to get rowdy. Ashlock now going under center. Ogletree in motion. Whistles blow. However, Ogletree was going to get a ball around left end. I'm satisfied it's going to be six. But officials blew whistles before the play developed.
Flag on the field again over here on the sidelines, Daniel.
Okay.
Right, we'll take it.
Against Red Bull Springs, not going to move the ball a whole lot, but definitely half the distance to go. So moving on down to the 1-yard line, does Coach Bates try to let Ashlock sneak the ball in as he did last week and Ashlock fumbled, or will he stick with Ogletree?
I think he'll let Ashlock totally cross right here. He's a big guy. All he's got to do is stick them shoulders in there and wiggle in and give him a little redemption for that mistake he had last week.
Ashlock now goes under center. He is 6'3", a little over 200 pounds probably. He receives the ball. It is given back to Ogletree. Ogletree's going to push his way forward, sorry. He did not get into the end zone. That was Seth Ogletree. We do have Will. No, Will was on the carry. I apologize. Seth Ogletree and Will Ogletree both playing for the Bulldogs. Will plays fullback, Seth wingback. So we're going to have second and goal. Ball is spotted at the 6-inch line. So you've got to think that Clay County will stick it in the end zone on one of these next three plays that they have an opportunity at.
Again, I go back to the sneak. Less chance for problems here. Ashlock for the touchdown to knot it up.
5:08 tick on the clock in the second quarter. Ashlock goes under center. Ball snapped. It goes on the ground in Red Bull Springs. Thomas has recovered that fumble. There was a bad exchange between senior center number 72, Joseph Short, and the sophomore quarterback, Ashlock. Ashlock may have pulled out early. I'm not sure. However, ball went on the ground. A huge missed opportunity for the Bulldogs.
Well, that may have happened because they were going to run the sneak, Daniel. Sometimes the center gets antsy. The quarterback gets antsy sometimes. Just horrible, just awful.
It was. It
changes momentum completely here.
Well, hopefully the Bulldog defense now as Red Bull and Springs will take back over with their backs literally in their own end zone at the 6-inch line. We'll see what Red Bull does. Perhaps another safety. We saw one last week. Maxfield's been all over the place. So Red Bull will take over at their very own 1-yard line. So they have 99 yards. To go is now they come out and break huddle. Quarterback's under center, motion to the left. Ball given to that wing back. Pretty good play by the defense. Not much of a pickup. I paused in my call there. I was trying to identify who the tackler may have been. Was it Copeland?
Copeland almost had another safety, the same play. He squirted out. I'm not sure who ended up bringing him down, but he had him in the end zone around the legs.
So a pickup of one, we'll call it, for Red Bull Springs to set up a second 9 from their own 2-yard line. They took possession of this play when there was about 5 minutes left in this second quarter. So hopefully we can force a punt, if not a turnover here, as Red Bull Springs comes to the line. Quarterback center, motion from right to left. Ball's given to that motion man. He's around left side. Dylan Maxfield in on the tackle. Not much gain again. Going to be third and long for Red Bull Springs. Ball's going to be spotted at their own 4-yard line. So a pickup of 2 for them to set up what is now a 3rd-and-7 play.
think that was Jolin that made first contact, kind of had him around the waist, and then Maxfield finished him off.
Third and seven, Redbone Springs. I don't think they'll attempt a pass here, Thomas. I think they'll be satisfied to leave the ball on the ground. It's the safest thing for them. 3 minutes and 50 seconds. Redbone does lead 6-0 here in the second quarter. Ball's being snapped, given to the big fullback. A fumble recovered by Clay County. I'm trying to bring that number to you. That is going to be number 60. Eli Watson on that fumble recovery. I don't know who forced it, Thomas, but a huge play for Clay County. We're going to take back over at the Red Bull and 9-yard line. So first and goal for Clay County. They dodged the bullet.
They did. I know you got to stick it in, but that's better than a safety in my opinion. You know, we're sitting here first and goal with time ticking away in the first half. It's time to go ahead here, Daniel.
Well, so Clay County now takes over possession of the ball at their own 9-yard line. 3 minutes and 40 seconds left in this first half here at John Teeples Field. We're pleased to be streaming this game to you on the Horizon Sports Network. Hope somebody's out there listening. So Ashlock goes under center from the 9-yard line. Ball snap. Fake. It's going to be a play-action pass. He rolls to the left. Has pretty good speed. He went a broke toe. Turns the corner. And he lowers his shoulder, taking the ball down to the 4-yard line. So pick up a 5 for Jake Ashlock on the carry. I love the way he lowered the shoulder, Thomas. Didn't step out of bounds. Took it to the defender.
He did. He took on 3 of them, picked up that extra yard. But the speed is what made that play, Daniel, out of the backfield. Had some pressure and outran a guy smaller than him to the sideline.
So a pickup of 4 officially on the play for Ashlock as the ball was moved from the Redbone Springs 9 now down to the 5. So Clay County on second and goal from the 5-yard line. Head coach Matt Bates sends the play in with Ashlock. Ashlock now bringing the team to the line. He's going to go under center. Will Ogletree behind him. We have Seth Ogletree in motion. He gets the ball, headed around left end, cuts it up, and he's got north and south, and he's scored. So touchdown, Seth Ogletree. Touchdown, Clay County is now. This battle of the Bulldogs is knotted up. It's 6-6. Thomas, Michael Miller, the PA announcer here in this crowd, have went wild.
They have. It's a new ball game now, Daniel. What a nice run by Ogletree. Kind of took his time, picked his way, cut it back against the grain just a hair, and got it in the end zone.
Speaking with Coach Bates earlier today, he said that he might attempt an extra point kick this week. He's not done that yet this year, however. He's not going to do that. He's going to go for 2 here, try to take a 2-point lead. Ashlock under center, ball being snapped from the 3-yard line, given to Ogletree. He's going to get in. Same play that we just scored on. Seth Ogletree now good for a 2-point conversion. We have a new score with 3 minutes and 28 seconds left in the second quarter. Clay County 8. Red Bowling Spring 6. This is the Horizon Sports Network.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation. Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
With Twin Lakes Advanced Business Solutions, your business can stay connected 24/7 and have a peace of mind knowing local technicians and business solution consultants are only a phone call away. Choose Twin Lakes and get connected to solutions your business needs. All powered by a robust, reliable fiber network. From broadband speeds up to 1 gig to key systems, special circuits, security, and more, Twin Lakes has you covered. Don't settle for anything less. See how Twin Lakes can keep your business connected today. TN cert number C-0026.
Coach Bates talked about how Seth Ogletree has changed the dynamics of this Bulldog team. You can't say much more than that. I mean, that was all Seth Ogletree there.
Ball being kicked now by number 5, Gabe Henson. It's a short kick. Red Bulling receiver drops the ball. Kind of a muffed return, but he picks it up. Heads downfield. We miss him. He's going to be tackled now. And the ball being spotted at Red Bulling's own 36-yard line. So with 3 minutes and 19 seconds left here in this second quarter, we have a new score. Clay County 8, Red Bulling Springs 6. But Red Bulling Springs has an opportunity here with 3:19 left in the quarter, Thomas, to try to go back ahead.
They may, but I got to go back to that touchdown. What a huge momentum swing that fumble was. Ashlock made a nice play, and then Ogletree did the rest.
He certainly did. Ogletree, as we mentioned last week, several times a newcomer, senior. This is the first year he's played in high school, and we are very lucky to have him on the field right now. His Red Bulling springs on first and 10, go under center, ball being snapped. They're looking to pass for the first time tonight, but the quarterback quickly tucks it, heads around left side on a bit of a bootleg play. He's going to be tackled, though. That's going to be a sack for somebody, Thomas. May have to go to film to find out who that defender was.
I think that was that Will Ogletree and...
I think number 60, Eli Watson, made his
Watson
way over there.
All the way on the sideline.
If he
what
had,
a play.
It was an outstanding play. So loss of one for Red Bulling Springs there on that first down rush to set up a second 11 play. We now have 3 minutes and 2 seconds left on the clock. The clock is stopped because the quarterback was tackled out of bounds. Now Red Bulling Springs is under center, motion from left to right. And the ball quarterback again comes on the right side this time. It's a quarterback keep. And he's going to be tackled. There's a penalty flag on the field.
The hold, Daniel. They're holding Markham right there. Again, he was trying to shed that blocker. He just wouldn't let go that time.
Number 9, Hayden Cherry on the tackle. If we accept this penalty, that tackle won't be recorded in the history books, though, because the play will have been negated. So Red Bulling Springs with a hold, as Thomas predicted. That's why he's our analyst, folks. He knows what he's talking about. So the ball is going to be moved back 10 whole yards here. For Red Bulling Springs, a nice break for Clay County.
Kind of the first time we've seen Red Bulling taking a step backwards, Daniel. Clay County's kind of grabbed the momentum in this game right now.
They have. That score certainly, it's made me feel better to have us up on the scoreboard. A lot of football left to play here, though, as Dylan Maxfield on this second long play is going to come out for a bit of a breather. And number 61, James Short, is going to go in to replace him.
Talk about this crowd, Daniel. I mean, I look out the window here, and there's not many empty seats. When's the last time you've seen this many folks at a Clay County football game?
I remember 2-3 years ago, a pretty good crowd against Jackson County one night, but not like this. This may be the biggest crowd we've had here in this stadium, and proud of it. Ball being snapped now on second long. It's given off to the Red Bulling Springs running back. Ball's going to be moved forward now and spotted on the Red Bulling Springs 34-yard line, so minimal gain. Going to set up a 3rd-and-13 play, 3rd-and-12 play for Red Bulling Springs.
I think that was Donaldson coming up making the stop. He's had a good outing so far tonight.
I got caught up looking at the crowd as Thomas was speaking about, and I almost missed that play. It is a huge crowd here at Joni Elite Stadium. Clay County, a strong football tradition, and we have went through some rough times since the turn of the century, but hopefully that'll change. And now Red Bulling Springs coming out for a 3rd-and-12 play. Ball being snapped, and they're on 35-yard line. There's motion left to right. Quarterback has the ball. It's quickly given off to the motion man. But number 62. I'm not familiar with that. I'm going to have to go to the roster. Dalton Gold, freshman. A very talented freshman. Heard a lot about him during his junior high play. So that's another freshman, Dalton Gold, on a big tackle for loss. The officials are meeting midfield. I don't know if there's another penalty. I do think, yes, a turnover. So, did we have a fumble? Producer Rob Edwards is over here saying, producer, what did you see? You were outside of the booth here, the Twin Lakes Broadcasting booth. What happened on that play?
Well, it looked like the defender just simply stripped the ball before the offensive player's knees got to the ground, and then he fell on it.
Okay, so turnover Clay County. Well, if... you know, we've got a minute and 57 seconds left here.
Plenty of time, Daniel.
Short field. Ball being spotted at the 30-yard line, we'll call it, on the red one that springs into the field. Clay Kenny's going to be driving from right to left from our vantage point. So Ashlock comes under center for a short 30-yard field to pay dirt. It's a pass. Ball's being faked. He looks to pass. Has no receiver. Pulls it down quickly and turns it into a run rather than going around the outside that time. He came right up the middle. Very good poise by Ashlock on that play.
It's really amazing, Daniel. I mean, starting as a sophomore, I think you and I both remember how that is. I was running for my life. But you take Ashlock, I think it just comes back to he's as natural like Ogletree at the position. I mean, he tucked the ball, picked up positive yardage, almost first down.
Certainly so. Going to be a 2nd-and-2 play. The ball's now spotted at the Redbone Springs 23-yard line. So Redbone Springs desperately trying to hold off this Clay County attack. We have a minute and 15 seconds left here in the second quarter. It's an 8-6 score in Clay County's favor. Ball snap given to Seth Ogletree. He's running hard around left side. Really hard. Sheds one defender. He is going to pick up a first down on the play. It's Seth, who has been given the ball several times during the last two possessions for Clay County, has moved the ball down to the Red Bowling Springs 17-yard line. So that's going to be a first down. Fresh set of downs, a minute and 6 seconds on the clock. As you said, Thomas, a lot of time for the Bulldogs to score.
Plenty of time, Daniel. And the way they're moving the ball, it's coming soon.
We have timeout on the field, I believe. We'll wait before we go to break. Make sure, yes, timeout. You're listening to Bulldog Football Live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what that date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer month bills from overwhelming your budget. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. And we return to live action here at John Teeples Field. We're up in the Twin Lakes Broadcasting Booth here, streaming to you live with the Horizon Sports Network. There's a minute and 6 seconds left in the second quarter as the Bulldogs of Clay County are threatening to score against the Bulldogs of Red Bowling Springs. Bulldogs lead 8-6. That's Clay County, by the way. Ashlock now toss sweep to Markham around the right side, trying to get to the edge. He's going to be able to turn it up, work his way down. Ball's going to be spotted now. The 10-yard line, perhaps the 11. I'll have to wait. Markham ran that ball from the left hash all the way towards the right sideline, so it was hard for me to see from the press box exactly where it was spotted. And now it has been spotted at the 13-yard line, so Clay County now. He picked up, looks like, 4 on the play, so Clay County's going to have 2nd and 6 with 58 seconds remaining here in the first half. Ashlock now calls the play and brings his team out of the huddle into the line of scrimmage. He goes under center. Ogletree in motion, front left, toss sweep to him. Seth Ogletree now going around left side. Not a lot of running room that time, but he does manage to get the ball down to the 10-yard line, so a pickup of a few for Ogletree. Thomas, I don't think Coach Bates has used any of his 3 timeouts here in this first half. Right now the clock's running. It's ticking under 40 seconds. It has been stopped at the 41-second mark. There's a timeout on the field by Clay County. We'll go to a short word from our sponsors.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
We've returned live here on the Horizon Sports Network. We're here, the Battle of the Bulldogs, the 44th Battle of the Bulldogs, that is. We have an 8-6 game. Clay County Bulldogs are ahead of the Red Bowling Springs Bulldogs. There's 41 seconds left here in the first half of play. We're deep in the second quarter. Clay County's threatening to score. They have the ball, and it is spotted on the Red Bowling Springs 10-yard line. So a 3rd and 3. We'll see if Clay County can either score or pick up the first down. Ashok under center, mark him in motion. It's going to be a rollout pass. He has number 7, Seth Ogletree, downfield, but he targets 24, Markham. Markham catches the ball in the right flat, and he's going to pick up about half of what we needed, and plus a little more, as the ball's going to be spotted now on the, well, I'm going to call it, ladies and gentlemen, the 3-yard line. So 3 yards to go for a Clay County touchdown.
Again, I can't
timeout. Let's stick with it here for a minute, Thomas, as we're late in this first half as they take time. Let's stay on air here.
Again, he looks way beyond his age there, Daniel. I mean, he had the guy, had Ogletree deep, saw the coverage, had pretty good coverage, and dumped it off. I mean, that's what a veteran quarterback does.
Well, it is quite amazing. Ashlock played quarterback as an eighth grader for head coach Aaron Brown 2 years ago. They had an outstanding season, and he didn't play as a freshman, and is a football fan of this program. I hated to see that, but he's here now, and we are enjoying having him. Last week, he was 6-for-11 at Jackson County for 185 yards and 3 touchdowns, as we went over in our pregame show.
No interceptions.
That's the big thing. So, Ashlock certainly proving that he's worth that starting role for the Bulldogs. First and goal for Clay County. Ball spotted on the 3-yard line. Ashlock goes under center. Double wing. Mark him in motion. Gets the ball. Cuts it north and south. He's going to get into the end zone. We'll wait for the signal. Yes, it is a touchdown. So touchdown Jared Markham. Touchdown Clay County Bulldogs. As Clay County now will have a 14-6 lead over Red Bulling Springs. This huge crowd erupts. There's fire engines down here to my right over towards the Russell Richardson Doghouse. They're flashing their lights, and everybody's just having a big time here as Jared Markham takes that ball into the end zone. Ashlock under center for the two-point conversion. Ball snapped. Quick whistle on the play. I think the ball was lost. Don't really know what happened.
Called it, gave an incomplete signal, but I didn't see a pass.
I don't know if it was a missed snap between Short and Ashlock, but either way, we have a new score here after that failed two-point conversion. It is Clay County 6, Red Bull, or Clay County 14, however, Red Bulling Spring 6 with 27 seconds remaining in the second quarter.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network. We'll quickly take you to producer Rob Edwards for a budget pest control scoreboard report.
Score's coming in slow tonight, fellas. The only thing I've got right now is Midway and Monterey, 0-0 at halftime.
Tight game. Okay, that was the budget pest control scoreboard report from producer Rob Edwards. So number 5, Gabe Henson, is set to kick off for Clay County. He eyes the ball. He kicks another short pooch kick. It's going to be fielded by the Red Bulling Springs Bulldogs and returned about 3 yards before being brought down by number 16, John Copeland. I pause sometimes to try to see these numbers and bring you these names. We certainly want to recognize as many of these young men as we possibly can during our broadcast. So now with 22.8 seconds remaining in the second quarter, Red Bull and Springs will be taking over at their own 40-yard line. Thomas,
how huge was that to tack one on right before the half?
It was very huge. Red Bull and Springs had the ball to start this game, so it's nice to slip that score in because we're going to get the ball to start the second half. In Clay County now, or not Clay County, but Red Bull and Springs will take a knee as the clock will run down with 15 seconds remaining. They're going to be content to take this game to halftime. We are here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth at Joe Neal Leeds Stadium. We have a score of 14 for Clay County, 6 for Red Bull and Springs here in the Battle of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network. We're going to go to a break from some of our sponsors, come back with some stats, and the exciting conclusion to this 44th battle of the Bulldogs.
Getting closer to the way it's supposed to be, Daniel.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, and I want to tell you about AC Wireless's U.S. Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless in Salina today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all their latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County Football.
Back to school season is upon us, so start the school year off right by building the perfect entertainment package for your family, all while saving money. Choose Twin Lakes Broadband, HDTV, quality home phone, and security monitoring, and you've got the perfect package to keep everyone connected, laughing, and safe at night. To learn more or to bundle and save, stop by any of our 7 local offices today or visit us online at twlakes.coop, T-insert number C-0026.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installations, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
And we're back. We're back here, ladies and gentlemen, halftime in a 14-6 ball game as the Clay County Bulldogs lead the Red Bowling Bulldogs. And we're going to give you a little recap of the game and go to our statistician for the Red Springs Bulldogs, Coach Rob Evers.
Well, Thomas, Bulldogs tightened up their defense a little in the second quarter. We'll run down what Red Bull has done here. Zero pass attempts for Red Bull and Springs. So that's unusual to see that, to see no pass attempts.
Ball early. I wouldn't have went to there either.
You're the football guy in the booth, Thomas, you and Daniel, so I'm going to trust you on that. Briefly, Red Bullen had 25 carries for 94 yards, but the big pounder there was senior Jordan Powell. He had 41 yards in the first quarter, and then Clay County's done a great job in the second quarter tightening it up and held him only 12 yards. So he had 9 carries for 53 yards, 41 of those coming in the first quarter. Penalties for Red Bull, they had 3 penalties equal 21 yards. But I think a big important stat that really helped Clay County stay in the game early, the 3 fumbles, 3 turnovers, especially close to our end zone there that helped us out a couple times.
There's no doubt about that, Coach. And to go along with your defensive stats, you know, with Big Powell pounding head on us, Maxfield picked up a lot of tackles early on. They may have been downfield a little bit, but you're looking at 9 tackles is what I have him for in the first half. I got Will Ogletree with a stop. I got Joseph Jolin with 3, Markham with 2, Huff. I just have a last name. I apologize. Got 1. James Short coming back from injury, he's got 1. And then you got Clark Donaldson, who I mentioned to Daniel, is having a pretty good outing so far. He's got 3. And then Eli Watson, which we credited him with a sack also.
Good effort so far by the Bulldogs. Both teams of Bulldogs, for that matter. I hate to brag on Red Bull and Springs too much, but we will. They opened up the game with that big opening drive, and they've run the ball hard. But fortunately, Clay County here is been able to take the lead, as we do have a score of 14-6 here at halftime at John Peoples Field.
They have, and, you know, we've only got 112 total yards. Doesn't sound like much, but I don't know how many of them came in the first quarter. They all came on the last 2 scoring drives and also the long, I believe it was a 10 or 12 play drive where we lost the fumble down here on the goal line. So, to account for those, we've got 17 rushes for 92 yards and the 2 touchdowns. And Ashlock's just 2 for 4 through the air for 20 yards. So that's our 112 total yards. Going down the rushing list, there's that name again, Seth Ogletree. He's got 7 carries now for 47 yards and the touchdown. And then you got Markham. Good to see him get on the board this year.
Yes.
He's got five carries for 33 yards and a touchdown. Will Ogletree hadn't touched him much tonight. Two carries for a total of 1 yard. And then Ashlock, you know, he had negative yardage last week with the sacks, but had a couple of nice scrambles. He's got three carries for 11 yards.
Yeah, good job, Ashlock. We really celebrated the fact about him wearing that shoulder and using that big frame that he has when he was sniffing the goal line. Kind of reminds you of John Elway from some of the old Super Bowl films years ago whenever he just sacrificed his body to try to get in the end zone, and Ashlock was not able to get in the end zone, but he did his part to get us there.
Going back kind of the scoring summary, I haven't really touched on that. Daniel mentioned the touchdowns, but you know, our first three possessions went nowhere. Two punts, we had to fumble on the 1 yard line that ended a pretty nice drive there by Ashlock, and then we turned things around. As Coach Edwards said, you know, their turnovers on that have been the key for us. So we took advantage of the two fumbles, had a good drive off of the fumble the first time, and Seth Ogletree punched it in from 5 yards out. And then the next one, another freshman, Daniel. We talked about John Copeland last week.
Quite a bit,
Dalton Goad, coach called it. He saw it from outside the window. We kind of missed it here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. He said he had it would have been a strip sack if it had been the quarterback, but a tackle for loss. Stripped the ball and recovered it to kick off the next drive and give us this lead, the lead we were looking for at halftime.
Goad, I don't think, saw action last week at Jackson County due to an injury he sustained away from the football field. However, he has made his presence known tonight in a big way. Here's the Clay County Bulldogs lead the Red Bowling Springs Bulldogs with a score 14-6.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property?
No.
If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Greer a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Did you know that with gig broadband speeds, that's 1,000 megabits per second, you can download a 2-hour movie in as little as 8 seconds? And what about downloading your top 100 summer playlist? Get your jam on in 3 seconds. Seriously, with gig broadband speeds from Twin Lakes, enjoy your favorite entertainment in just seconds. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hollow Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhollowlake.org.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network. And I want to tell you about AC Wireless's USA for MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless in Salina today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all their latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local USA or dealer.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
We return here to the Twin
Electric and TBA
broadcasting booth here on the Horizon Sports Network. We apologize. We've had a few technical errors tonight during a pregame show and then a few seconds right then where we came back on air and then we had a new commercial start playing. This is our second broadcast. We hope to improve. And hope you don't mind those minor mistakes that we are making along the way. So, as we're getting ready to presume third quarter action here, we do have a score of 14 for Clay County, 6 for Red Bull and Springs.
And Clay County will be receiving the kick to start the second half. Before we do that, I have a few announcements that we want to give you real quick. First, going to go to Thomas here. He's going to share a little information. Then going to go to Rob for something else.
Well, Daniel, I've got a few young ladies that have had a whole lot to cheer about here in the waning minutes of the second quarter right before half. I want to mention our cheerleaders. We got seniors Sharon Trowball and Valerie Key, juniors Katie Thomason, Elizabeth Spivey, Carly Krieg, Antrice Jones, and then sophomores Leanne Smith, Cheyenne Rosca, Taylor Smith, and Abby Collins, and two freshmen, Austin Weir and Maggie Weir. And they're doing a great job tonight. It's kind of hard to hear them when the Dogs went into the end zone. This place was going ballistic. But I know they were leading the way, and they're coached by Stephen and Landon Chitwood.
Longtime coaches of the cheerleaders. They do a great job. I've always said the cheerleaders had the longest season. They start with the first football game and go all the way through, hopefully, March. Coach Edwards again this year at the end of the boys' state tournament for basketball. So a very lengthy cheerleading season. Quickly before the second half starts, we have a few announcements concerning youth league football and perhaps a fundraiser for some young basketball teams. Mr. Edwards, you want to share that?
Here's a couple items here. Tomorrow, here at the Joe Neal Leach Stadium, again, 11 o'clock, we'll have our Clay County Youth Football League kicking off. There'll be two games. First game kicks off at 11, and next game kicks off at 12:30. With the older group of boys, I think that's probably third, fourth, fifth, and sixth grade.
10 to 12 year old for the older, 7 to 9 on the younger, I think.
Yeah. Also, in the morning from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., Dr. Copeland's office here in town, there's going to be a fundraiser car wash for the fifth and sixth grade boys basketball team. Hope everybody can go out. It's been pretty dry, so I know my car is pretty dirty, so hopefully we have some more dirty cars around Clay County and Salina. We can go out and help those young men raise some money.
And I suppose, Coach, even if you didn't want to get your car washed, you could just swing by and give a donation to those young men and young women as they prepare to get ready for the basketball season.
Along the same lines, I think we need to talk a little bit about our junior high program.
Absolutely.
They kind of got off to, I say, a rough start. Anytime you lose to Jackson County, that's a rough start in my mind. But close game. Just came up short. I think the score was 28-24. And then rebounded here on homecoming with homecoming queen Cherokee Upton and football queen Haley Kirk on hand.
We about saw that in the Horizon newspaper, Thomas.
Yeah. And blew out Tompkinsville to go to even at 1-1. And then I think you talked to Coach Bates maybe about the Gordonsville game last night.
I did. The most important part, it was a victory. When I mentioned the game to him, though, he kind of put his head in his hands and shook his head a little. Apparently the Bulldogs were plagued with turnovers last night, but they were able to get over those mistakes and still win the game. Always big when you can beat the Gordonsville Tigers. Many of the older Clay County Black and Gold around this part of the country remember seasons that were ended by the Tigers back before the playoffs were expanded in the late 70s and early 80s. Gordonsville usually would represent the region we played in the TWSAA playoffs.
I never beat them, Daniel. I tell you, they've always been tough. I don't care what level. If we can get a win over them, tickles me to death.
You've got it. So now we see the remaining time ticking off halftime here as we look down upon John Teeples Field. We do have Russell Richardson Fieldhouse sitting off to our right. We mentioned often the field named after Coach Teeples and the press box here, the stadium named after Coach Joe Neal Leeds. And we do want to mention Coach Russell Richardson. All three men were vital in the DNA of what has become Clay County football. And hopefully we can return to some of the glory that they had back in their heydays.
We're well on our way tonight, Daniel. You know, they beat us 3 years in a row. I keep saying we got to get it back the way it's supposed to be. It's 14-6 heading into this third quarter. I'm ready for more of the same.
And here we go. It's time to see it. Mark them back deep to receive for Clay County off to our right here up towards the fieldhouse area. Redbone Springs to kick off from their own 40-yard line. The officials blow the play live, and the kicker approaches. It's a squib kick. Going to be fielded by the upback at number 5, Gabe Henson. He smartly falls on that ball. So Clay County's going to take over for the first possession of this third quarter at their very own 30-yard line. Not bad. Not a bad field position. Not a bad place to start a drive for Clay County. I'd love to see a replication of what Red Bowling Springs did to open the game with that long 13-play scoring drive. I can see Clay County do that here. Eat about 6 minutes off this 11-minute, 59-second clock.
I think we may see quite a bit of that. A good dose of Will and Seth Ogletree and Markham pounding away here.
And here we are, Ashlock going under center for the first play of the second half. Ball is given to number 24, Jared Markham, as he went in motion from left to right. He's running hard. Both of these backs, and also Will Ogletree, the fullback, when they carry the ball, they're running very hard. The ball now is going to be spotted up on the 34-yard line of the Bulldogs, so that's a pickup of four for Jared Markham on the play as Coach Bates sends in the play with Jake Ashlock for this second and six. Ashlock and the Bulldogs now breaking huddle, approaching the line of scrimmage in that double wing set as they have been most all of the night. Ashlock now gives off to Ogletree, and for one of the first times tonight, Ogletree is going to be gobbled up by numerous Red Bulling Springs defenders. Perhaps a loss on the play, certainly no gain. We'll have to see where the ball is spotted. It is going to be spotted again on the 34-yard line, so we'll say a carry of no gain for Seth Ogletree. So quickly we're seeing a third and six, third and seven situation for Ashlock and Clay County.
This could be huge right here, Daniel. We need this third down conversion to kind of make a statement here in this second half.
It'd be nice to convert. You're right. Get a fresh set of downs. Here comes Ashlock and the Dogs. Ashlock's under center. Markham in motion. Bobby is given to Markham. He goes around right side. Has a little bit of room. Not enough for the first, I don't think. It's going to be close. Probably going to bring up a fourth in inches. We'll have to wait for a spot. A quick whistle from the official signifies that we may be seeing a measurement here. He signals fourth down, so the Bulldogs are going to be short here on their own end of the field. The ball is spotted at the 39-yard line, and the Dogs began this drive at their own 30. So they are short 1 yard. 10 minutes and 33 seconds remain in this fourth quarter. Clay County leads 14-6 over Red Bull and Springs. So here the Dogs come. Emerton's going to be split wide to the left. We have double wings. We have Will Ogletree at fullback. Ashlock under center. Markham in motion. Ball given to Markham. He's going to get that first down. I like the play call. Not too deep in their own territory, but 10 yards shy of the 50. Coach Bates going for fourth down. Trusted Markham and his offensive line, Thomas, and they converted. First down, Clay County.
Markham was running with abandon there. You can kind of see the churn in his legs on that one, Daniel.
He was. Earned a lot of it. Had good blocking up front. That offensive line is led by center number 72, Joseph Short. Also at right tackle, number 50, Dylan Maxfield. At right guard, number 60, Eli Watson. Left guard, number 57, Alex Combs. And left tackle, number 66, Zach Strong. So on first and 10, Ashlock under center. Ball being snapped from the 46. He's looking deep to pass. Has a man. It's underthrown, though. A rare underthrown pass by Ashlock. Usually, we have a flag on the field. I believe a Red Bulling Springs defender, perhaps, as he was walking back to his huddle, maybe was getting mouthy. I'm not sure who this is going to be against. Emerton was the targeted receiver on the play. Yes, a personal foul against Red Bowen Springs. Some of that, obviously, he said something to a Clay County player that he wasn't supposed to, Thomas, and that's going to cost him. We're going to get a first down on that.
That looks a little familiar to me, Daniel, when you start getting under Red Bowen's skin. I've seen that before.
Yeah, certainly so. Red Bowen fighting hard here tonight. They have only a 20-man roster. Less than, I see around eight, Red Bull and Springs Bulldogs on the opposing sideline, so they can't afford, to have too hot a head on the field. Not a lot of depth on that Red Bull and team, as now we do have a new set of downs for Clay County, but the officials are still documenting and recording. I think what they're doing, Thomas, is probably writing that player's number down and that he had a personal foul. A second personal foul in this contest would be an automatic ejection for that player.
They need to walk us off our yards here and get us across midfield.
Here they go. Here they go, Thomas. We just had to be patient with them. So they have crossed the 50. Officials going to be marching way on down into Red Bull and Springs territory. Ball's going to be spotted at the 39-yard line, so good field position, 39 yards away from the end zone.
It is. I like what I saw out of that last play. I know it was incomplete, but that was a double move on the outside to Emerton. Coach Bates taking a shot.
Coach Bates, as we've mentioned before, an experienced play caller. He spent several years at Stone Memorial High School calling their plays and did a great job there. They had an outstanding offense, particularly the last season or two. And now he's leading the Bulldogs into enemy territory. So Ashlock under center, ball snap, Markham in motion, fake to him, given to Ogletree. He's going to pick up several on the play, moves the ball down to the 35-yard line on the red going into the field. Clay County is driving from right to left from our vantage point here in the Twin Lakes broadcasting booth at Joe Neal Leeds Stadium. Ashlock comes over to base to get the play. We'll call that a pickup of five on the play for Ogletree. Seth Ogletree doing a great job.
He is. A whole lot of action in the backfield there. Just ended up being a simple counter play, and he did a good job with it.
Second and five, Ashlock under center gives to Ogletree again. Ogletree running hard. That's Jacoby. I apologize. Number 44, Jacoby. I don't think it was Jacoby on the last play, Thomas. Perhaps it was, but that time number 44, Jacoby, in for number 7, Seth Ogletree, as he carries the ball. Has a pickup of one on the play. Going to have the ball now sitting at the Red Bulling Springs 34-yard line. Sets up a third and a long four for Clay County.
On that first down run there by Seth Ogletree, looked like they kind of hit him low. May got around his ankle and sent him to the sidelines.
May have. Ashlock under center for third and four. Mark him in motion. Toss sweep to him. He's got some room if he can get there. And he does turn the corner. A flag flies again. Every time we get a big play, that would have been first down yardage. I'm not sure, perhaps, this is against Red Bullen, but certainly another penalty being called.
Two players over here on the outside, the defensive back and tight end Hayden Cherry. I don't know what transpired, though.
We pause here as we wait to see what the officials will call. Holding call against Clay County.
Oh, my.
That's going to back us up, Thomas. Going to be third and very long, certainly. Red Bull Springs will accept this penalty because it was a first down run by Markham.
I remember us talking about how clean last game's was. This certainly hadn't been the case tonight.
It's not. It's been a sloppy home opener. But, however, the important part is Clay County does lead Red Bull with a score of 14-6 at this moment in time. There's 8 minutes and 37 seconds left in this third quarter. As the Bulldogs now approach the line, and it is being spotted at the Red Bull Springs 44-yard line, Ashlock's going to go under center for a 3rd-and-14 play. Jacoby in motion from right to left. Ashlock fakes him, rolls to the right, targets Ogletree in the right flat. He does connect with Will Ogletree. It'll be a pickup of five on the play for Ashlock and Ogletree and set the Bulldogs up with a 4th-and-9 on their own end of the field. Not their own end, the Red Bulling end, I'm sorry. So definitely I think Coach Bates will go for this fourth down play. I don't believe that he has any interest whatsoever in trying to pin the Red Bulldogs deep on this play. So 4th-and-9, ball going to be snapped from the 39-yard line. Ashlock taking the play in. That was a complete pass to fullback Will Ogletree. He's been very good out of the backfield as a receiver so far this year. Has more receiving yardage than rushing yardage for the Bulldogs. Big play, 4th-and-9. 39-yard line, Ashlock under center, ball snap, toss sweep to Markham. It's a halfback pass.
We
have an open man. It is complete. It's going to be a touchdown for the Bulldogs. I can't tell it. Yes, 21, B.J. Emerton. Touchdown, Emerton. Touchdown, Jared Markham. Touchdown, Clay County. Markham with a beautiful halfback pass.
We've been waiting to see what impact B.J. Emerton was going to have on this team. That was it right there, the speed he showed down the sideline. And has Markham, was he a quarterback in another life?
I'm sure he's took a few snaps back in the youth league days, but he looked good there. Great play call by Coach Bates on 4th-and-9, and it has produced 6 points. New score now, 20 for Clay County, 6 for Red Bulling. As Clay County goes for the 2-point conversion, handoff given to Jacoby. He walks in untouched. So the new score, Clay County 22, Red Bulling 6, 7 minutes and 29 seconds left in the third quarter.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, and I want to tell you about AC Wireless's U.S. Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless and sign up today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all the latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
We return here on the Horizon Sports Network, streaming live to you Bulldog football. Clay County has the lead, 22-6 over Red Bowling Springs. His number 5, Gabe Henson, prepares to kick off. We just saw Clay County complete a beautiful 8-play drive that opened up the third quarter with a nice score. A halfback pass from Markham to B.J. Emerton. High pooch kick by Henson. No chance to return. Great kickoff. Red Bull and Springs is going to take the ball now at their own 33-yard line, maybe 34. We'll call it the 34-yard line of Red Bull and Springs. So momentum heading the black and gold Bulldogs' way, Thomas.
It was before the half, and you come out first drive of the second half, and you keep it rolling. Again, you know, Coach Bates is new to Clay County here. He told us he was bringing a wing T attack in here. We saw a little bit of that early in the drive, but he's not afraid to take a shot and with that double pass, and Markham laid it perfectly in there to Emerton.
Well, I started to say, with Ashlock at quarterback, I wouldn't be afraid to either, but it was Markham that threw that pass. As we see another flag on the field, Red Bull and Springs had run a toss sweep to the left on their first play from scrimmage on this drive. But once again, Laundrie on the field, that's kind of been the consistent theme tonight. A lot of penalty yards in this game for both squads.
Been sloppy, Daniel. There's no doubt about that. We've seen some great teams.
Let's try to go to Rob Edwards here for a scoreboard update. Coach, are you ready over there?
Here we have a few region scores. Smith County's up 26-10 on Gordonsville, third quarter. Zion Christian 7, Pickett County 6 at halftime. Midway Monterey still tied at 0, third quarter. Scoreboard brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Friendly folks, unless you're a bug.
Appreciate that report, Coach Edwards. Coach Edwards does run our technology, I guess you'd call it, here in the booth, starting and stopping the commercials and some of the recordings. We're greatly appreciative of him here at the Horizon Sports Network for doing that, and we do have the penalty sorted out. It is against Red Bowling Springs. It looks like the five-yard variety. I missed the call on particularly what it was, but now first and 15 for Red Bowling Springs. Ball spotted at their own 29-yard line. One of the few times Red Bull and Springs uses twin wide receivers to the right, it's a toss sweep that way. It's the play they ran last time they was there. We had a good pursuit, but number 9, Hayden Cherry, slipped off of him, though. The Red Bull and Springs tailback will pick up, let's see, the spot, 5 yards on the play. Pretty good lateral pursuit by the Clay County defense.
Well, I guess the officials are tired of throwing flags because that outside guy had Cherry by two hands on the back of the shoulder pads, and they didn't throw the flag there.
Second 9 on this play, and pick up a 6, it looks like. We'll still call it 5. Second 10 here. Red Bull and Springs under center. Quarterback takes snap. It's going to be a quarterback run around the right side. Number 62, Dalton Goad, the freshman, coming off that defensive line for the Bulldogs with another good tackle. Not much yardage picked up. That time there were other Bulldog defenders in on the play, but number 62, Dalton Gold, was there first. So no gain, Thomas, for the Red Bull Springs Bulldogs.
Brings up another big third down. That kid showed some speed right there. He came from the other side of the formation and ran him down.
Talking with last year's junior high head coach Aaron Brown about Dalton Gold, he's always bragged on him. Good kid, quiet, works hard, really strong, really fast. Him and Copeland are bringing a lot of good play as freshmen already
this year. They're both in there right now.
Here we go, 3rd and 10 for Red Bull and Springs. Ball snapped. One of the few play looks or pass looks of the night for them. Ball's deep. Could be an interception.
Emerton.
And here we go. It is going to be an interception by B.J. Emerton, the same man who just recently scored for Clay County. Comes up big now on the other end. So 2 weeks in a row. Last week we kept talking about Seth Ogletree, a newcomer. This week B.J. Emerton saying, "Hey, guys, I'm here too."
You know, we didn't call his name much last week, and I don't know if he's used as a decoy on the outside, and we were hitting Cherry down the seam or what. I asked Coach Bates about that. I said, you know, we didn't hear from Emerton much. He said, You know, that's because he was doing his job. He was doing his job in the defensive backfield. He's only targeted one time last week. But you're right, Daniel. He's showing what he brings to this Bulldog team.
Certainly another fine addition, Emerton, a junior. Now he'll come out as we're on offense. He's a split into the left. Ashok's going to be under center. Bulldogs snapping the ball from their own 49-yard line. Ball's given off. May have been to number 30, Will Ogletree. I apologize. I was trying to write something down and kind of missed that play. Going to be a pickup of 1 yard for the ball carrier. Unsure as to who it was. So we're going
to
be,
we'll
give it to Will. Will hadn't carried it much tonight. So we have 5 minutes and 54 seconds left here in this third quarter. Clay County leading Red Bull and Springs 22-6. They're going to be snapping the ball on second nine from the Red Bull and Springs 49-yard line. They have crossed midfield. Ball snapped. It's given this time to number 7, Seth Ogletree, and he has a first down run. And more is the ball now being moved down to the 37-yard line. So a 12-yard pickup, I believe that was, for senior Seth Ogletree as he carried the ball from his right wingback position around the left end. Ashlock now quickly has another play from Coach Bates. He's heading into the huddle with it. So the Bulldogs are driving, and, you know, considering Thomas the Red Bulls beat Clay County the last 3 years in a row, you can bet that if we get a chance to stick one in every time on this drive and others, we probably will. Ashlock now toss sweep to Markham. He's headed around right side. Not much running room. Going to be a loss that time of 2 yards. Ball going to be spotted on the Red Bull and Springs 40-yard line. So a rare negative rush for Clay County tonight. Second and 12. Jacoby coming on to replace, I assume, number 7, Ogletree. No, I'm incorrect. He's going to replace number 24, Jared Markham. As Emerton runs back on, he had a few plays of rest after that touchdown and after that interception by number 2, White Burks. Quite a bit of depth on Clay County's team this year. We haven't seen that much.
Will Coach Bates take a shot here, second long, midfield, why not?
Here we go. Jacoby in motion left to right. It is going to take a shot down the field. Ashlock targeting Emerton on a skinny post, but the ball was thrown short, safely short, though. No Red Bull and Springs defender was able to get their hand on the ball. With that incomplete pass, the clock will stop with 4 minutes and 19 seconds left during this third quarter, and third down and 12 for Clay County from the 40-yard line.
The sophomore just didn't get his feet set there. He rushed that throw and kind of just threw it into the dirt. Had the receiver on that post.
One of the few times that we've seen Ashlock perhaps rush himself in the pocket. The offensive line have done a pretty good job over the last 2 weeks, last week and then tonight, of giving him protection. So third down and 12, ball at the 40-yard line of Red Bull and Springs. Ashlock and team break huddle. Approach line of scrimmage, double wing. Will Ogletree at fullback, Jacoby in motion. Looking to pass again. Ashlock now back. It looked to be a screen pass intended for Jacoby, who was in playing wing for Markham. A little bit of miscommunication, though. Ashlock rolled to his right very deep, allowing the Red Bull and Springs defenders to close in. Threw wide left for Jacoby, but rather than come out into the flat over there, Jacoby had tucked up behind left tackle, and they just couldn't get together.
Yeah, kind of a busted play. I thought Ashlock had a little time to maybe wait for him to come out of that pack. And again, maybe, you know, we brag on him, but he's still in his second game in his career here as a sophomore. Maybe rushed that one a little too.
Very true. Punting team now coming onto the field. Number 78, Joseph Jolin. The Bulldogs, even though they're at the Red Bull and 40, are going to punt. It's a bad snap. Jolin couldn't handle the snap. It's going to be a big loss as he falls on the snap. 45-yard line, 44-yard line, Red Bull and Springs will take over on the Clay County side of the field. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, try to get one in here.
MyMobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back to action here at Bowen Springs on 1st and 10. Come back to the big fullback that they fed a lot earlier in the contest. He's not carried the ball much here lately. That fullback for Red Bowen Springs is number 22, Jordan Powell. He picked up 6 on the play, so 2nd and 4 for Red Bowen Springs. The ball is spotted at the Clay County 38-yard line.
Up 2 scores, Daniel, here, but we don't want him to get rolling again.
We certainly do not. When they're feeding him the ball, it chews a lot of time, and that's not something Red Bowen has a lot of, but he is a very good player. Red Bowen under center, ball snap, quarterback's going to keep it and run around left end, going to pick up the first down and a little bit more as penalty flags come flying in. The Red Bowen Springs is driving from left to right, and that was the far side of the field away from our line of vision. I have no idea what these penalties are.
Again, it's kind of what we've seen all night. Laundry on the field, Daniel.
We have 3 minutes and 30 seconds left here in this third quarter as Clay County does lead with a score of 22-6. And now we're going to go to Rob Edwards with a quick scoreboard update.
Guys, just saw that Midway's taking the lead over Monterey 7-0 in the fourth quarter. That's a Region 4A game. Scoreboard's brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Your infestation is our occupation.
Thank you for that, Coach Edwards. We have a face mask called against the defense of Clay County. So not a good place on the field. It's never a good time for a penalty, but definitely not there. After that penalty is assessed and marked off, it's going to set the ball way down there on the Clay County 19-yard line as Red Bowen Springs has now entered the red zone. Quarterback under center, double wing set, motion from right to left. Ball's given off to the tailback, and he's going to be brought down. I think that was number 50, Dylan Maxfield, scraping from his linebacker position. Not much of a gain on the play. He's kind of shot out of a gun there. Came so quickly, I really couldn't even tell who it was. It's either him or number 30, Will Ogletree, perhaps.
They're so far across on that far sideline, kind of been making a living over there in front of the Red Bowling crowd. It's hard to tell, but it's definitely a zero on the end. It could have been 50 or 30.
No gain on the play. 2nd and 10, Fred Bowen again from the Clay County 19. Quarterback's under center, double wing set, which they've been in 90% of the time, looking to pass, but quickly the quarterback pulls it down. Almost a draw play as he was picked up and off the ground and absolutely planted by a Bulldog defender. As Thomas mentioned, they're on the left hash away from the press box here at Jonah Lee Stadium, and we just don't have a good clear view of the action. From
is that Copeland? He's the one that got off the ground at the bottom of the pile.
Certainly wouldn't surprise me for number 16, John Copeland, a freshman, to be in on that play. We called his name a lot last week. I see now, looking at the down markers across the field, it's going to be 3rd and 7 for Red Bowen Springs. The ball appears to be, I believe there's maybe a bit of a loss. I think the ball now is on the 16-yard line. Once again, very much apologize for not being clear about what we're seeing right here. Red Bowen Springs under center, ball snap, toss sweep to the right. He has a lot of room. He's to the 10, he's down to the 5, rounds the corner, going to get down to around the 2-yard line. So Red Bowen Springs knocking at the door. That's going to be a first down run, and they're going to have the ball around the 2 or 3-yard line, first and goal, as we have a minute and 49 seconds left in this third quarter.
Taking advantage of that short field on the mistake on the punt, Daniel. Markham saved a touchdown there. He's done that several times tonight.
He has. The defensive backs have had to make a few too many tackles, a lot more than they did last week against Jackson County. Last week, Jackson County, 26 rushes for 9 yards. Great rush defense last week. Red Bowen Springs a little more profitable on the ground. Ball being snapped now, given to the wing back, and he's going to go into the end zone for a touchdown. Ball was given to the left wing back as he went in motion around right side. And Red Bowling Springs will score. That'll bring this to a 22-12 ball game before the point after attempt for Red Bowling Springs. I have a Red Bowling Springs player down on the field, perhaps. We're going to go ahead while they're taking an official timeout on the field, take a brief break here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Fishing and boating at Delhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
We return here streaming live from the Twin Lakes broadcast booth at Joe Neal Leeds Stadium. We've had an injury timeout on the field after Red Bulling Springs scored that touchdown. A Red Bulling offensive player went down, and it took him several minutes. I thought at first perhaps it was only cramping in his legs, but he was carried off the field by several other Red Bulling Springs defenders, not defenders, but teammates. I think he's okay. He appeared to be moving around and conscious. We do have a minute and 43 seconds left here in this third quarter as the new score after that touchdown is Clay County 22, Red Bulling 12, and on the field they're preparing for the point after attempt.
Again, Red Bulling took advantage of that short field there and punched it in on us, Daniel. They're within 10 right here.
They are. Probably going to go for two. That would make it a one-possession game if they could convert. And here Red Bulling comes. They break huddle. They will be going for two. Going to stay in that double wing set. They've run all night, very much like we have. Quarterback's under center. Ball being snapped. Gives off to the big fullback. I don't think he's going to get in. Very close. No, it is denied. So that was a huge play. I don't know if all the Bulldog faithful that have come out in multitudes tonight here to John Tables Field realize just how big a play that was, but it did keep this game a two-possession ball game. So with 1 minute and 43 seconds left in the third quarter, we do have a score of Clay County 22, Red Bulling Springs 12.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
And here we are back at John Tables Field on the Horizon Sports Network. This is our second full stream of the season. We're an upstart network, an affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper here in Salina, Tennessee. As we talked before in last week's broadcast, Thomas, you mentioned yourself and your dad, Bob Weaver, and your cousin, John Weaver, have ran that newspaper for about 15 years, if I'm not mistaken, you said, and do an excellent job each week. We're trying to expand the reach of Horizon Media through the Horizon Sports Network. So with a minute and 43 left, Red Bulling set to kick off. Clay Kenny leads 22-12, and Red Bulling does kick. It's a low line drive kick, going to be fielded by Jacoby. He's going to try to return, has a little bit of room. Going to get the ball out to the 38-yard line. So about a pickup of 8 on the return for Jacoby. He improved the field position for the Bulldogs a little bit there. Clay County will be taking over now with the ball spotted on the Clay County, I'd said earlier, the 38. Yes, the 38-yard line. Thomas, big drive.
Big possession here. We need to eat some clock. We need to eat some clock is what we need to do. Keep it on the ground with Ogletree. Markham. I like the way Markham, his ball security, the way he's running north and south this year.
He's been tenacious tonight. He ran hard. Markham's ran very hard tonight. Bulldogs take over. Minute and 24 seconds on the third quarter clock. Ashlock going under center. Markham in motion from left to right. Ball's given to him. He has a little bit of run. Going to pick up around 2 yards on the play before his forward motion is stopped, and he's driven backwards by the Bulldog defense. Both teams run wing tee offenses. Both teams run 50 defenses. Very similar in their approach to football. Other than, if you take the penalties out of this game, Thomas, with all the rushes that we've seen and just a few incomplete passes, it probably would have been a pretty quick ball game. But these penalties have really slowed the action down.
It has, and that was Markham's 10th carry for 48 yards, so almost a 5-yard average there.
Very good by Markham on the night. So here we go, 2nd and 7. Ashok hooking the pass. He drops back, has a man. With that is number 9, Hayden Cherry, or 21, B.J. Emerton. Once again, the Dogs operating on the right hash, far side of the field. That's number 2, White Burks. I was wrong all around. But it was number 2, White Burks, on the reception from Jake Ashlock. It's going to set up 3rd and around 6 for Clay County as the ball has been spotted at the Clay County 42.5-yard line. What do you do, Thomas? Coach Bates is calling his team over to the sideline. I think he's going to take time out. Do you pass? Do you run? It certainly is a big play here.
I think you get Ashlock out on the edge, maybe with that bootleg again. He's made some good decisions as he's moving towards the sideline. If he doesn't see one open or come back to Cherry underneath, he can run it and pick up the first down.
Third quarter ends. I'd say there's going to be a timeout. Actually, he's waiting to let the clock run out. So we're here at the end of the third quarter. John Tables Field, a score of 22-12 in favor of the Clay County Bulldogs. We're going to take a break. Come back and join us for the fourth quarter.
Twin Lakes Advanced Business Solutions, your business can stay connected 24/7 and have a peace of mind knowing local technicians and business solution consultants are only a phone call away. Choose Twin Lakes and get connected to solutions your business needs. All powered by a robust, reliable fiber network. From broadband speeds up to 1 gig to key systems, special circuits, security, and more, Twin Lakes has you covered. Don't settle for anything less. See how Twin Lakes can keep your business connected today. TN cert number C-0026.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
You're listening to Bulldog Football Live on the Horizon Sports Network as Clay County prepares to take action. We're broadcasting from the Twin Lakes broadcast booth here at Joe Neal Leach Stadium. And the first play of the first quarter is now underway. Ashlock takes the ball. He fakes to Ogletree on the sweep, gives to Will Ogletree as he tries to run up the middle. But he is brought down hard on the play by the number 20, Dalton Thompson, for Red Bowling Springs. Ogletree fighting hard, didn't give up, but he did not gain yardage on that play. So 4th down and 7 for the Clay County Bulldogs here in this fourth quarter. It looks like the punt team is running onto the field. Thomas, the last time we tried to punt, Jolin mishandled the long snap, and we ended up losing yardage. Let's hope this one goes smoother.
That's why Red Bull is within 10 points here at the beginning of the fourth quarter. Let's see if we can get a better snap.
Here we are, number 50, Dylan Maxfield, set to long snap the ball from the 42. It's a good snap, a good catch, a good punt. Beautiful punt. Big high spiraling kick. It's going to take a big Bulldog roll all the way down to the 16-yard line. So a beautiful punt by number 78, Joseph Jolin, a junior for the Bulldogs. Let's see. I've got to figure this up. We punted that from the 42 all the way down to the 16. So we had 8 on this side, Thomas, and 34 on this side. So that's a 42-yard punt by that young man. What can I say? He did an excellent punt.
We'll flip the field. You know, we were worried about getting the snap off, and then he put a boot in it. Beautiful spiral, flipped the field course there. Huge.
It is. Good opportunity for the Clay County defense now as they take the field. I see number 54, sophomore defensive tackle Wesley Huff, number 62, Dalton Gold, playing nose guard now. Also accompanied out there by number 64, Derek Beckner, as Redbone Springs runs the ball on first down. They've been they've thrown only twice that I recall. Of course, we intercepted one of those. So Redbone Springs has been very content to keep the ball on the ground tonight. Red Bulling tailback picked up 4 yards on that play to set up second and six. The ball is now spotted at the 20-yard line at the Red Bulling end of the field. So here Red Bulling Springs comes. They break huddle. They stay in a double wing set. Fullback's behind quarterback. Quarterback's under center. Motion from right to left. Ball snap. Toss sweep to the left. Pretty good blocking by the wide receivers. However, a Bulldog defender, number 9, Hayden Cherry, I believe, accompanied by number 30, Will Ogletree, and 20, Clark Dawson, just shot out of that cannon, as we sometimes say, and made a great play.
What a play by Cherry there. He engaged his man, took him straight down the line laterally, threw him off, and laid a lick.
Textbook. We mentioned Hayden last week had 2 touchdown catches, 2 interceptions. I told him earlier this week at school, you know, Hayden, you had the game of your life last week, and I think he did. He's continuing to play well tonight. So 3rd and 7 for Redbone Springs as the ball snapped from their own 20-yard line. Wing back in motion from left to right. It's a toss sweep to him. Oh, it was a fake toss sweep. Quarterback kept the ball. He's been brought down. Is that 62 Gold, number 9, Hayden Cherry? I think Gold was responsible for that sack. However, unfortunately, the Red Bulling Springs quarterback has went down on the play and has yet to get up. I do see movement from him on the field. As we take this injury timeout here on the field, we're going to take a break here on the Horizon Sports Network. Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what that date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer month bills from overwhelming your budget. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center.
We return here on the Horizon Sports Network to the Twin Lakes Broadcasting Booth. As we said earlier in the evening, we've had a few technical errors as we proceeded through. Sometimes we'll come back from commercial break and a next one will start to play or vice versa. I hope you hadn't noticed it too much, but we'll try to work those kinks out as we go along and we get better. Here we are in the 2017 season, week 2, and we see a score of 22 for Clay County, 12 for Redbone Springs. There's 9 minutes and 37 seconds left in this second game of the season. The Bulldogs trying to get to 2-0 for the first time in quite some time to begin the year. We had a long injury timeout. A Red Bulling Springs offensive player was hurt on that play, and they line up now to go for fourth down, but a timeout is taken by Red Bulling Springs, so we'll go back to a word from our sponsors.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Fishing and boating at Delhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Fourth down, Fred Bullitt, and the ball has just been punted. It's not going to be returnable, though. Number four, Seth Mackey, a senior, was back deep to receive for Clay County, a new role that Coach Bates has put him in this week. That's one of the few times that, maybe the first time we've seen Red Bull and Springs punt the ball tonight. They played the majority of the game on Clay County's end of the field. However, Clay County leads with a score of 22-12 with 9 minutes and 19 seconds remaining. Clay County going to take it over now with good field position. They're going to have the ball at the Red Bull and Springs 45-yard line. Thomas, you get the feeling that with a 10.2 possession game right now, a score from Clay County would put this thing to rest.
I think that would put the nail in the coffin, as Coach Bates told me in the interview for the newspaper this week that he did to Jackson County. But we can't do that. Ashlock puts the ball on the ground.
First down was being snapped there as Thomas finished his comments, and as you heard him say, ball was on the ground. That's about the third time we've seen a bad exchange between center number 72, Joseph Short, a senior, and number one, Jake Ashok, a sophomore quarterback. Not sure who's at fault there, but definitely something that the Dogs need to get straightened out as this season moves forward. So now Ashok comes over, gets the play from Coach Bates. There was a loss on that play of 2 yards for Clay County on that bad exchange. So now a second and 12 from the Red Bull and Springs 47-yard line. Ashok goes under center. That familiar double wing set with Will Ogletree at fullback. B.J. Emerson split wide to the left at wide receiver. Ball's going to be given to Markham around right side. He cuts it up inside. Been very impressed with him tonight. Is once
still
again,
going.
He
still
keeps
going.
His feet going. He's running hard here. Almost gets a first down. Jared Markham running with reckless abandon. I've never seen the young man carry the ball quite like he is tonight. He's like running like a man possessed, as the old saying goes. But a good pickup for Markham on the play. We'll call it 7 yards now as the ball's being spotted on the 38-yard line of Red Bowling Springs into the field. Clay Kenny's driving from left to right from our vantage point here in the Twin Lakes Broadcasting booth. Ashok's going to go under center for this third down play. You'd love to see a first down here. He's taking his time watching the back judge, trying to slow this game down. Clock is ticking, and flags on the field, a familiar phrase we've said tonight. And once again, flags fly. False start here against Clay County, so that's going to back us up, give us a 3rd and 8. Ball will be spotted. Going to move from the 38 back to the 43-yard line. The Red Bulling Springs into the field. Still a manageable first down situation from this position on the field. 4 down territory, you've got to think. Coach Bates now taking his time with his play call. Has Ashok at the sideline. Play's blown in. Late in this fourth quarter, the clock runs. 7 minutes and 37 seconds remain. I wouldn't be surprised again to see Ashok watch the back judge, maybe tick some time down. You have, I think, 25 seconds here in high school football between whistles, and that is exactly what Ashok does. He watches for the 5-second signal from the back judge. Ball now given to Markham again, running hard. He may get it, 30 yards. 25-20, 15-10-5, touchdown, Jared Markham. Touchdown, Clay County, and the Dogs roll and go up 6 more points to a score of 28-12 over Red Bull and Springs. We said it a few minutes ago. I've never seen Jared Markham run the football the way he is tonight.
It's been amazing, Daniel. That put him as our leading rusher right there. He's carried the ball 12 times tonight, and every one of them, he's punished a couple on the way.
He has Markham known when he was a freshman sophomore more for his speed and agility and even as a scat back has been anything but since we began broadcasting this 2017 season. He's north and south, hard-nosed runner. So here Ashlock comes under center to attempt a two-point conversion, but Coach Bates apparently didn't like the play he had called. Timeout has been taken on the field by Clay County. We'll come back after this break for the two-point conversion. The score is 28-12, Clay County.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now...
We're going to cut that commercial short and come back to this two-point conversion play. Ashlock goes under center, ball snapped, Ashlock rolling to his left, a naked bootleg. He's going to be hit hard by four Red Bull and Springs defenders. Coach Bates, he called a timeout to change the play there, and I'm not sure that even after that timeout that it was communicated clearly to the Clay County team. Ashlock was the only man on the Bulldog squad to move to the left, but that's beside the point. Currently, we have a fourth quarter score of 28 for Clay County, 12 for Red Bowling Springs. There are 7 minutes and 10 seconds remaining. You're listening to Bulldog Football Live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
We return here to John Teeples Field in the Twin Lakes Broadcasting Booth here high atop Joni Elite Stadium. We proudly want to tell you that Clay County is leading Red Bulling Springs with a score of 28-12 here in the fourth quarter. Number 5, Gabe Henson, is getting set to kick off. We're going to get this kickoff in and then go to producer Rob Edwards for a scoreboard update right after the kickoff. So back deep for Red Bulling Springs, they have two different guys positioned at the 20-yard line. Typically, you might see somebody deeper, but we've been pooch kicking the ball all night, high, short kicks, and we see the same thing again. Most of them have been unreturnable, and this one here has been picked up by Red Bulling Springs defender, returned about 6 yards, and he goes out of bounds, and a flag is flown. There's going to be a late hit call against Clay County on the far sideline here from the press box. Either a late hit or unnecessary roughness. While they take care of that, let's go to producer Rob Edwards.
Scores of interest, guys. Smith County 47, Gordonsville 25 in the fourth quarter. Midway on top of Monterey 7-6 also in the fourth quarter. Cookeville 28, Livingston Academy 14 in the third quarter. Scoreboard brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Chiggers and fleas, we bring them to their knees.
Okay, thank you, Coach Edwards, for that lively rendition of the Budget Pest Control scoreboard. Want to comment on one score there, Cookeville 28, Livingston 14. Good effort by the Wildcats from Overton County against a 6A team, Cookeville. So after that late hit penalty, Red Bull and Springs will take over in Clay County territory at the 42-yard line. So they have a short field. Ball snapped. His quarterback's hooking the pass, rolls to the right. Ball is thrown. No receivers to be had, incomplete. Not real good blocking that time for the pass play. Several Red Bull and Springs linemen kind of standing around. I don't know if they knew the call or if they were tired or what, but not all that kind of protection I would want to have.
Well, one thing I do know, that young man, Dalton Goad, was right in his face.
Goad, we've called him several times tonight. He's the freshman of the week, I guess. Certainly
yes.
Last week it was John Copeland, and we're just thrilled to see these young men out here playing varsity black and gold Bulldog football. So here we go. 2nd and 10 for Red Bull and Springs. Ball still at the 42-yard line on the Clay County end of the field. wing back in motion to the right. Ball's given to him around right side. And there was a fumble. Ball's on the ground. It has been recovered by Red Bull and Springs. It's going to be a loss of yardage on the play, a loss of three for them, loss of two, we'll call it. It's going to be set on the 45-yard line. So Red Bull and Springs, you kind of feel that, you can see it, Thomas, in their actions and in their body language. They're feeling the deficit on the scoreboard, and I think they're realizing the three-year winning streak they have is coming to an end.
I hate it for them, Daniel.
I bet you do.
It's my feelings to see this, but you're right. I won't say they're giving up, but they're letting off the gas a little.
Red Bull snapping the ball from the 45, looking to pass number 9, Hayden Cherry, deep in the backfield. It almost had a sack. Quarterback threw the ball forward. I believe it will be ruled an incomplete pass, almost a fumble, but it was an incomplete pass. The ball was thrown forward. He used both hands, almost like a chest pass in basketball, just getting rid of that football. But that was all due to number 9, Hayden Cherry, playing defensive end. For the second week in a row, he's bringing the heat and bringing a lot of nasty play off that defensive end position.
Last week is kind of finesse, had two touchdown catches and two interceptions. This week, he's controlling the line of scrimmage on that from that end position and punishing people. And if I had Hayden Cherry coming at me, I'd throw it away any way I could, too.
Hayden Cherry, one of those young men that did start as a freshman 2 years ago. Now he's a junior, and I'm sure he's thoroughly enjoying having that junior body to play with. So here we are, Red Bull and Springs on fourth down. Does try to go for it. It's going to be a run. They're going to pick up around 3 yards. The ball's going to be spotted at the Clay County 42-yard line. So they get back to the original place where the sticks were set, but Clay County will be taking over, as we just saw a turnover on downs by Red Bull and Springs. The score is 28 for Clay County, 12 for Red Bull and Springs. There's 6 minutes and 4 seconds remaining in this contest. I see now that some substitutes, at least a few, are coming onto the field for Clay County, and another flag has been thrown. Coach Bates was congratulating some of his players as they came off the field. The side judge that was positioned close to them blew his whistle, shook his head, and threw the flag. I don't know if there was some foul language being used or a sideline warning or what, but now we're having an explanation. It's a sideline warning. Coach Bates had walked out onto the field. He's displeased with the call. If I were him, I wouldn't be worried over a sideline warning when my Bulldogs are up 28-12 right now. But now the white hat comes over and talks to
Got to be a little Coach history Bates. There or something.
There
something that went on during the game. I mean, how do you do that in a 28-12 game?
Well, Coach Bates was only on the field maybe 1 to 2 yards at the most. I remember from my coaching days, and, a body might be out 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yards, depending on the motions that were going through you at the time. So Clay County does take over from the 42-yard line. We have Mackey now under center at quarterback. It's going to be a toss sweep to Markham on the right. He's got the edge. He's at the 45, the 50, the 45, and he's running hard. I was excited. Thought I was going to get to call him all the way to the end zone, but he does step out of bounds as he was forced out by the Red Bulling defender. So the ball's going to be spotted now at the Red Bulling Springs 48-yard line after Markham has crossed midfield. I think Coach is looking to feed Markham still here, Thomas, and I'm sure he's just as excited about the way Markham is running as we are, and he'd like to see Jared Markham get another touchdown here, multiple touchdown night for Markham, hopefully, coming up. So here we are on a new set of downs, first and 10 from the 48-yard line. Seth Ogletree in motion, toss sweep to him for Mackey this time. Seth O running hard, and he's going to be brought down, going to lose at least two on the play. We'll have to see where it's spotted. Not a lot of blocking that time off the left side for Clay County. I'm curious now if we have our starting offensive line in, and yes, we do. I still see number 66, Zach Strong, number 57, Alex Combs, 72, Joseph Short, number 60, Eli Watson. Also, I see now Dylan Maxfield is out from playing right tackle. Number 64, Derek Beckner, is in playing right tackle. As Mackey now leaves the sideline from Coach Bates and runs that play into the huddle. We have 5 minutes and ticking left here in the fourth quarter at John Tuples Field as the Bulldogs are trying to end the three-game losing streak, Red Bull and Springs. Ball spotted at the 50, and it's going to be a delay of game against Clay County. Yet another penalty.
Daniel, like you say, you called the names of the reserves here, and it's good to see them on the field right now because that means one thing.
Well, no, still starting offensive line right now. Still starting O-line. Mackey, the only replacement that I've seen
point. I didn't miss that. But anyway, this thing's looking like it's pretty close to over, trying to get things put back in the pecking order they're supposed to be.
The natural order of things, that's correct. And here we go on second down and 15 after the delayed game penalty. The ball carrier that time was number 24, Jared Markham. He's going to pick up two on the play, moving the ball from the 45 up to the 47-yard line. Clay County now operating from their own end of the field. A few plays ago, they crossed midfield into Red Bowling Springs territory, but the penalty and the loss of yardage on the Ogletree runs brought them back. A timeout now being taken on the field by Red Bowling Springs with 4 minutes and 28 seconds remaining in this game. Clay County leads.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Did you know that with gig broadband speeds, that's 1,000 megabits per second, you can download a 2-hour movie in as little as 8 seconds? And what about downloading your top 100 summer playlist? Get your jam on in 3 seconds. Seriously, with gig broadband speeds from Twin Lakes, enjoy your favorite entertainment in just seconds. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
And we return to action here at John Teeples Field. You're listening to Bulldog Football Live on the Horizon Sports Network. And we're glad that you've joined us tonight for this contest. 3rd and 15 for Clay County. Seth Mackey goes under center. He's in relief. Ashok, quarterback. Fake toss sweep to Jacoby. He's targeting deep. He has a man. Ball's called. I think that's Jacoby. He's at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown. Before I give the call, let me confirm that receiver.
I believe it's Markham. Is that 24?
It looks like Markham. I think number 24, Jared Markham. So touchdown, Markham. Touchdown, Mackey. Touchdown, Clay County. Quite an exciting play. Beautiful throw by Seth Mackey there. New score of 34 for Clay County, 12 for Red Bull and Springs. This may have been number 24 or 21, Emerton. I'm not 100% sure, ladies and gentlemen, who that receiver was.
Well, he's down that far sideline. All I know is the senior laid it out there perfectly off play action. And as you said earlier, maybe tack one on these Red Bulldogs.
Right. Maybe score one more for the last 3 years and those seniors who graduated moved on and been beaten by these Red Bulldogs. So the two-point conversion fails. We have a score of 34 here for Clay County, 12 for Red Bull and Springs. There's 4 minutes and 17 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
And we return to John Teeples Field. 4 minutes and 17 seconds remain in this game, and we are thrilled to see a score now of 34 for Clay County and 12 for Red Bowling Springs. This win is all but solidified for Clay County. As now we just need to play out the rest of this game. I did confirm that it was number 24, Jared Markham, on the touchdown reception a few minutes ago. Thomas, a 53-yarder, you said?
It was. Came from the 47 on our side of the field. And what a thing of beauty. Again, Markham's been pounding away all night. He showed his speed there by running under that Mackey pass.
He did. Markham, an excellent receiver. known more as a running back, of course, as he's our leading rusher tonight. Maybe the leading receiver, too, after that big 53-yarder. I'm not sure. But you can't talk enough about Jared Markham. I've coached on the team the prior 2 years to this season, and he's just an outstanding young man, as all the other members of the team are, too. But very, very glad, personally, to see him playing great tonight. So here well, ahead, Tom.
I'm sorry, Dan. One thing you can say, he's caught a touchdown pass, and he's also thrown one.
That's true. That is true. And now we have Red Bowling Springs coming back with a huge strike of their own. Player spiked the ball. Yes, he was caught for that. I started to say should have been a personal foul. Kind of spiked it out of frustration. A beautiful pass by Red Bowling Springs as they snap the ball on what appears to be the 35-yard line. They're into the field, and the receiver caught it and went out of bounds at the 30-yard line on the Bulldog into the field. So a 45-yard play for Red Bowling Springs, but we've got penalty flags where the receiver spiked the ball out of bounds and where the quarterback threw it. Penalty flags everywhere.
Well, I guess I'd be upset if I was down 34-12 at this time too, Daniel.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, there's four seniors playing for Red Bowling Springs tonight. They've grown accustomed to beating the Clay County Bulldogs. They've never lost to them there in high school, and we're very pleased that that is what's going to happen tonight. Now the officials are trying to restore order to what's going on in the game. Not that the players are acting chaotically. They're not. All the flags and figure out what's going on. We have a holding call against Red Bowling Springs that has been declined. And they accepted a chop block, I believe that call may have been. It's a bigger penalty. So Red Bowling Springs now will be backed up.
Do they not have to add on the extracurricular?
That could have been. I said a chop block. That actually wasn't what he signaled. I do need to brush up, honestly admit, on some of these signals.
Well, that's why I'm leaving them to you.
Yeah, and I guess I'm wrong half the time. I could have just went with it. Our listeners wouldn't have known any different, but right. I want to be honest with them. I do think that was the personal foul. They declined the holding penalty, which was a 10-yarder, and accepted the 15-yard personal foul. We are late in this game. 4 minutes and 6 seconds remain. Clay County leads with a healthy margin of 34-12 over Red Bowling Springs, 22-point lead. And the officials are still conferencing in midfield with one another.
While they do that, Daniel, let's talk about Markham a little more. He's gone over 100 yards for the night. I've got him on 14 carries for 114 yards, had the 53-yard receiving touchdown, had a 46-yard rushing touchdown, and threw for a touchdown. That's Jared Markham tonight.
Well, Markham certainly fits right in there with the old-timers that we mentioned in the pregame show, so to speak. No disrespect to any of those names. Ladies and gentlemen, if you tuned in late to the broadcast tonight, it will be available as early as tomorrow morning, if I'm not mistaken. On DaleHallHorizon.com, you can go to the link that's below the live player. I believe it says Game Event Archives.
It does.
You can click that. This game will be there along with all the other broadcasts that we'll be doing. And you can go back and listen to that pregame show as we talked about some of the history in a segment that we call the Bite of Bulldog History, one of my favorite segments of the broadcast.
His father, William Markham, was a Bulldog player here.
Excellent receiver back in the mid-80s, played, if I'm not mistaken, on that semifinal team in 1985. So finally, order has been restored to the field. The ball's been set and spotted way back down there on the Red Bowling Springs 5-yard line. Well, maybe the 8. It's really hard to see. Either way, we're looking at a second and almost 40 situation after the loss of yardage on the penalty for Red Bowling Springs. So Red Bowling comes out for that second down play. Clock ticks here at John Teeples Field. 3 minutes and 31 seconds remain. Ball snapped, given to the running back. He's upfield. Nice little play for him. Unfortunately, though, when it's second and 40, a 7 or 8 yard gain doesn't make a whole lot of difference.
Well, nothing's going to make a whole lot of difference now for Red Bowling, Daniel. Again, we're up, what are we up, 4 scores now or 3? I've already lost track. Anyway, the game's in hand, 34-12. And again, talk about Coach Matt Bates, this new coach we've got in here. He's fixing to be 2-0. We've won two games the last 2 years. I'm sorry, four, but two each year.
Right.
He's 2-0, got this Bulldog team rolling, got the Jonell East Stadium full. Talk about what he and this team has done. It's huge, Daniel.
Well, it is huge. As Red Bull snaps their third down play, they're targeting a man deep downfield, quarterback runs, and he's going to be taken down by a host of Bulldogs. But as you were mentioning, Thomas, it is a remarkable start to the season. Depending on what program you may be from across the state, you know, they expect 2-0 and more every year. But
sure,
quite honestly, here, it's been a while.
It has been a while.
That's something that we came to expect over the years. I think we held a record, you know, for maybe 18 consecutive playoff appearances from the 80s through the 90s, and we got used to that. Folks, that's not been here in a while. We've had two playoff appearances in the last 17 years, 2008 and 2003. Well, actually, in 2014, we've had three. However, three in 17 years. So, yes, the Bulldogs now on the fast track, hopefully to regain some of that swagger, as you mentioned last week, Thomas, and hopefully it's a little early yet, but hopefully a playoff berth. This is a region game, so Clay County is going to be 1-0 in Region 4A, which is comprised of Red Bull and Springs. Coach Edwards, you have our region list there. Do you care to tell our listeners who the current Region 4A is? We've reclassified. I know there's Red Bull and Springs, Clay County, Monterey, Joe Burns, Gordonsville.
Public High School. That's
Public High
School.
Pickett County. Have we left anybody out?
I think you got them all there, Danny. That's a nice job.
Still a pretty good size region and a lot of good competition, but the Bulldogs, the way they're playing, hey, who knows? We could come out on top of this thing. So
right.
Here
we are. Not that the stage wasn't set for this too, Daniel.
We've had
a lot of freshmen and sophomores playing, got a lot of experienced players, and it's showing tonight. They've grown up. It's showing so far in this season. Plus the schedule. You know, you just mentioned it. You know, you take out the likes of Nashville Christian, Middle Tennessee Christian. You know, the Dogs hadn't had a whole lot of a chance the last few years to be successful. So it's kind of a perfect, I said it earlier, a perfect storm or a perfect situation for Coach Bates to come in here and turn things around.
It has been. You know, I'll make mention of head coach Dickie Brown, who was the head coach over the last three seasons here in Clay County, did an excellent job. I was there firsthand and witnessed how much he cares about this program, how much he cared about these young men. Was the head coach of several of these guys. Everybody does like to a fresh start, and it has brought some new energy here into the Bulldog program, but do want to throw out a big thank you to Coach Brown for preparing some of these guys. You know, we've talked about number 9, Hayden Cherry. We've talked about 24, Markham. Would they have been as prepared without the prior tutelage of Coach Brown? I think not.
I agree, Daniel. He was good, kind of an old-school approach, mentored young men. As we click down under a minute here, as the Dogs are going to be victorious. But what he gave them and the experience they've gotten over the last few years through the tough times, it's paying off.
It is. It is. So we thank him for the role that he has played and the success we're having now. As Seth Mackey takes the knee once again, there's 20 seconds on the clock.
That's going to do it.
Out from here, Clay County, for the second consecutive week, is going to snap a losing streak. Great feelings here in Clay County right now. A lot of this crowd has stayed and remained at Jonell East Stadium just for this moment so they could cheer the Bulldogs off the field.
I don't think anybody's left yet, Danny.
I don't think so. A lot of folks on the fence around the track, and the buzzer does sound. Clay County is officially 2-0. I'll have to report to you next week on when the last time we started 2-0 was. May have been 2008. So very excited about that. At this moment in time, we'll give you the score. It is 34 for Clay County, 12 for Red Bull and Springs. We're going to play a string of ads from our sponsors to give them some recognition, tabulate some information and stats for you, and come back in 6 or 7 minutes. So please stay with us here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric and TVA are providing a clear path for you to make your home a 10. Its most energy efficient rating through the new eScore program. Each score allows homeowners to work toward a score of 10 for their home at their own pace while earning rebates on qualified energy efficiency upgrades. For additional information and program details, please visit www.2escore.com or contact your local Tri-County Electric office. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CTHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Fishing and boating at Delhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, and I want to tell you about AC Wireless's U.S. Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless in Salina today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all the latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
Staying connected is what matters most. Connecting to one another here at home and to our friends and family across the world requires advanced communications solutions. Twin Lakes is delivering just that. Powerful communication solutions powered by fiber network, keeping you totally connected every day. With fiber broadband speeds up to 1 gig, HDTV, security, and smart home solutions, and local phone service, Twin Lakes has you covered. Stop by one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop to learn more.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
And we return here on the Horizon Sports Network. We've just seen the scene unfold here before us for the last four quarters tonight as the Clay County Bulldogs were able to end that three-game losing streak to the Red Bowling Springs Bulldogs with a score of 34-12. Big win for Clay County as they now open up the season with a 2-0 start for the first time in recent memory. I want to say congratulations, first of all, to Coach Bates and to the Bulldogs. And my broadcast partners are currently engaged in tabulating some final statistical information here on either side of me. And I will say that it was another great team effort by the Bulldogs. We called some new names tonight that we didn't call as much last week. We mentioned Austin Gold on the defensive line, a freshman. We mentioned B.J. Emerton, the junior receiver and safety, who had a receiving touchdown to go along with an interception tonight. So 2 weeks in a row, we've seen a lot of different faces and names for the Bulldogs making plays. I think a minute ago I said Austin Goad. That's the older brother of Dalton Goad. Dalton is actually the freshman Bulldog that's currently playing for the Black and Gold right now. So at this time, we'll go ahead and kick it to Thomas Weaver, actually to Rob Edwards. We'll start with Rob, and he'll give us some scoreboard information updates from the Budget Pest Control scoreboard.
Thank you, Daniel. Several finals rolling in now. Friendship Christian 20, Trousdale County 16, Smith County 47, Gordonsville 25. Gordonsville starts the season 0-2. They played two really good teams. They're a quality team for sure, so they're only going to get better. Coalfield 34, York Institute 20. Joe Burns 38, Cascade 0. So Joe Burns starts the season at 1-0. Midway 7, Monterey 6, that's the final score. Macon County 10, Westmoreland 7, Cookeville 35, Livingston Academy 14, and one more, Grace Baptist 25 over Sail Creek 14. Budget Pest Control brings you the scoreboard each week, and we appreciate their support. We always try to have some nice little friendly sayings here for our Budget Pest Control. So we'll finish with this one for the night. The scoreboard brought to you by Budget Pest Control. We kill more bugs than windshields.
I love it. Coach Edwards does an excellent job of producing this show and working the commercials for us and bringing us the Budget Pest Control scoreboard. So thanks, Coach. Thomas, are you ready for some of the Bulldog stats?
As far as I know, the story of this game is junior Jared Markham. you can't do much more than what he's done tonight. He's our leading rusher. He broke the century mark with 114 yards tonight.
Great.
Helped us amass 185 yards on the ground tonight on 34 carries. But that wasn't all he did. Like I say, he had the 14 carries for 114 yards, two rushing touchdowns. He got us on the board to go up 14-6 with a three-yarder. He busted open the game when he threw a touchdown to Emerton down the sideline on a double pass. Had a 46-yard jump to pay dirt. I mean, showed his speed, ran down the sideline, 46 yards. And then there at the end, tacking on, it was great to see senior Seth Mackey come in and lay the ball out there for him. So two rushing touchdowns, a receiving touchdown, and threw a touchdown to go on along with 114 yards rushing.
It's kind of like in baseball when somebody hits for the cycle and gets a single, a double, a triple, and a homer. He kind of, whatever term you would come up with, he pretty much did the equivalent of that tonight, did he not?
He did it all.
Triple-double in basketball is what we call it, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Come in there, Coach. Then you got Seth Ogletree, kind of last week's star of the game. He still had 11 carries for 62 yards, the first touchdown to answer Red Bull and score early. Will Ogletree didn't get the ball a whole lot, had four carries, didn't pick up much yardage there. And then Ashlock actually ended up with a positive this week. Did have a few sacks, but ended up with four carries for 8 yards. And then Jacoby had one carry for 1 yard to account for that 185 yards on the ground and three touchdowns. Then you go to the air. Ashlock, not near the production he had in his debut. He was 4 for 9 for 27 yards. No touchdowns, but again, no interceptions. So that's right. Huge for the young quarterback.
It is.
But we did have a total of 119 yards passing, and that was due to two big plays. The one from Markham to Emerton for the touchdown went 39 yards, and then the 53-yarder from Mackey to Markham. So 6 for 11 overall, 119 yards and two touchdowns through the air.
What I really like seeing tonight of the Bulldogs is we saw Red Bull and Springs take the opening kickoff, March, 13 plays, probably an 80-yard drive. They took over at the 35 because the kickoff went out of bounds. So a 65-yard drive, 13 plays, real methodical, nothing fancy, just fullback, quarterback, tailback, running the ball. Clay County did not have a good defensive effort during that opening drive. However, they came back and took that early 6-0 deficit and turned it into this 34-12 victory. So for the first time this year, we saw the Bulldogs trail to a team that had beaten them several years in a row, and they kept their head up. They didn't quit playing, and for the second straight week, it was a great team effort.
It was. And like we said in the pregame, I thought that was going to be the key tonight. I felt like Red Bull was going to give us a punch in the gut. And we survived that. We turned it around, and we put it on them.
We did.
That's what I like to see. Quick scoring summary. Again, Ogletree, Red Bull scored first, made it 6-0. Ogletree, 5-yard touchdown. And then he got the 2-point conversion. That's Seth Ogletree, made it 8-6. Markham stuck it in the first time, made it 14-6. And then he found Emerton streaking down the sideline 39 yards later, and Jacoby put up the 2-point to make it 22-6.
That halfback pass, a 4th-and-9 play call.
That's right.
By Coach Bates. Bulldogs were in a tough position, and just a great play call by Coach on that 4th-and-9 play.
It was. And then, Red Bullin, they didn't fold.
They didn't
go
away.
They made it a little tight, made us a little nervous up here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. They come back, took a short field, and scored and cut it to a 10-point game. Like you said early, that 2-point conversion where we held them, kept it to a 2-possession ball game, never did really pick up who stuck that ball carrier. It looked like just the whole front line, which played well tonight after getting pounded early. So anyway, they made it 22-12, and then we responded. Markham. He's pounded all night, and then finally had the chance to show that burst, took it to the house 46 yards later and put the game out of reach, and then Mackey hit him to to tack one on and kind of rub it in on the Red Bulldogs a little bit there.
Well, we certainly appreciate that scoring summary, Thomas, and that statistical information. If you're still listening out there on the Horizon Sports Network, we're going to take one more commercial break. We're going to come back from that and give some final thoughts on tonight, talk about next week very briefly, and then we'll be signing off. So one more break here, and then we'll be back.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, and I want to tell you about AC Wireless's U.S. Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless and sign up today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all their latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network, Twin Lakes Broadcasting Booth. Talk briefly, guys. You guys really talked a lot about the Bulldog, Clay County Bulldog offense tonight and how they dominated the game for the most part. I really like this brand of Coach Maxfield's defense that we've seen the last 2 weeks. Outside of that first sustained drive from Red Bowling, which I think is probably a little carryover from last week's big win. It's hard to get focus back when you have a big win like that. As coaches, we've seen that many times. These young guys, it's hard for them to get focused back and get ready to play another opponent, especially somebody that they feel like they have a really good chance of beating.
Right.
But the Bulldog defense really stepped up again tonight after that first drive, we'll say. In the second half, only allowing 44 yards rushing. Red Bull was 0 for 5 in the air. They did complete one pass, but the penalties called that one back. And one interception. So for the game, Red Bull, and my stats, and I'm not a football stat guy, but I'll be pretty close maybe. 37 carries for 138 yards. I think 93 of those were in the first half. So really did a nice job the second half.
Good adjustments. That third quarter, I know a lot of times, and I'm sure basketball is similar, they might call the third quarter the coach's quarter.
Absolutely.
And whoever's made those adjustments will prevail on the field. So sounds like Coach Bates on with Coach Maxfield and the rest of the staff got that done at halftime.
Yeah, I think they did a great job at halftime making adjustments and really just wearing down that offensive line of Red Bull and Springs.
Well, leading the way for me, what I've got in tackling and leading Bulldog defense was again senior Dylan Maxfield. I've got him for a cool dozen. He had the majority of those in the first half. Really got off to a good start. And of course, that's Coach David Maxfield's son. He probably doesn't want us to mention that, but he leads his father's defense. There's no doubt about that.
He does. His dad was a good linebacker in high school himself in the early 90s, but I'd be willing to wager that Dylan may be a little bit better.
He could be. He could be. And I got Will Ogletree with four tackles, I'm sorry. Joseph Jolin with three. Jared Markham, who did a good job in the backfield also with three. Wesley Huff, I think that's the first name.
Correct.
I apologize for that one. Gabe Henson and also B.J. Everton all had one. I've got James Short, who returned from injury with a couple. Clark Donaldson had three early in the game. Eli Watson, a couple of them, and the sack. And then you got to talk about the new freshman. Talked about Copeland last week, but Dalton Gold come in, had a couple big tackles and a sack, and punished some people.
He's a big kid.
He was impressive also. And don't forget Hayden Cherry. I mean, I thought defensively tonight he was a force out there. Maxfield may have all the solo tackles, but now he controlled that line of scrimmage on the end there, and I've got him for three tackles now.
He's playing Hayden, as you mentioned. He's playing it he's playing full speed, and you can really see it. We talked about his lateral movement down the line of scrimmage, and Hayden's doing an excellent job at defensive end, along with the rest of the Bulldog defense, sitting in that 50 defense. An outstanding night for Clay County. They are 2-0 on the season. We will be back here again next week at the Twin Lakes Broadcasting Booth at John Teeples Field. And we will be facing new opponent, Republic High School. They have joined Region 4A during the reclassification between 2016 and 2017. We know absolutely nothing about them. There will not be any history to share in terms of what Republic has done against Clay County. However, we will still do a segment of a bite from Bulldog history. We'll get creative perhaps this week and either share some historical information from another team or go a different route with that. So we hope you've enjoyed our broadcast here on the Horizon Sports Network. We certainly enjoy broadcasting to you. Hopefully each and every week we'll be able to improve.
These wins make it fun.
They certainly do. I'm going to give Thomas and Rob one opportunity here before we sign off to share any parting information with you. And, gentlemen, anything to add to the night's broadcast?
Like I said to our listeners, pick up a copy of the paper this week. I'll be interviewing Coach Bates probably on Monday and do an in-depth story with photos about this huge win, breaking the streak against Red Bone Springs.
Coach Edwards?
Well, gentlemen, I just say, you know, Bulldogs broke two streaks in a row, 2 weeks in a row. I think we might as well just start a streak against this Republic school. We don't know really anything about them, like you said. We know they lost week one 63-0 against Pearl Cone. Now, Pearl Cone's a traditionally, yeah, absolutely. So we can't really read much into that score. But I'm sure they're going to bring their best effort in here. Nobody's going to travel this far to lose a game, so they're going to come ready to play.
Absolutely so. Republic High School does play out of the Davidson County area. And we'll be glad to host them here at John Teeples Field next Friday night. So this is Daniel Strong, Rob Edwards, and Thomas Weaver for the Horizon Sports Network wishing you a good night.
Mobile money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Fishing and boating at Delhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property?
If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Greer a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
With Twin Lakes Advanced Business Solutions, your business can stay connected 24/7 and have a peace of mind knowing local technicians and business solution consultants are only a phone call away. Choose Twin Lakes and get connected to solutions your business needs, all powered by a robust, reliable fiber network. From broadband speeds up to 1 gig to key systems, special circuits, security, and more, Twin Lakes has you covered. Don't settle for anything less. See how Twin Lakes can keep your business connected today. TN cert number C-0026.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what that date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer month bills from overwhelming your budget. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center.